This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRRFM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, live tonight from Clarion, more specifically by the Clarion Limestone Elementary School. Jimmy Kelts broadcasting live alongside my color commentator, Mark Irvin, tonight. And we are ready for week five for the Owls. 2-2 on the season. They open their season with a loss hosting Punxsutawney. Shutout loss, 44-0, I believe. And then they bounce back in a big way week two at Coutersport. Week three was a win at home hosting Otto Eldred. And last week, week four, was the loss in Dubois. And kind of a strange game, which is what I talked to Coach Puglio about, just the way that that game played out. I think if you watched the first half, you probably didn't see how the second half would go, specifically how that fourth quarter would go. It was a really strange turn of events there in Dubois, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a couple momentum killers. There was a couple questionable officiating no calls, we could say. And just kind of turned the tide, and it looked like maybe towards the mid part of that fourth quarter, the Owls just started wearing down, getting a little tired, and Dubois was able to keep going and break a couple big runs. So they were able to, you know, take the momentum starting right off and run with it. But during the first half, it was definitely a battle of field position, and going into halftime up 6-3 was a huge momentum boost for our Bradford Owls.
Yeah, I think like you mentioned there, but maybe just started to just wear down a little bit. You could see here on the field that they were a little outsized, and some of the Dubois players were just bigger, heavier, taller, bigger players. And I think they did a good job, obviously, winning that battle of field position in the first half. Maybe that wears down on you a little bit, and you know, by the end of the third quarter, it'll start to gas you eventually, you have to consider. And then short of that, we saw also, I think, just a change in momentum. But that is a little bit of what we talked to Coach Puglio about as Clarion is celebrating their homecoming night here tonight, if you hear some extra festivities going on in the background. But with Coach Puglio, we talked a lot about that game last week, about it affects how it affects his week of practice, and a lot about tonight, Clarion, a three-team co-op between Clarion, North Clarion, and Clarion Limestone, where we find ourselves tonight. So we'll jump right into the coach's show with Coach Jeff Puglio. Welcome back to the coach's show with Coach Jeff Puglio. It's week five for the Owls, and we have traveled to Clarion. Thanks for joining me again today, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
We're coming off week four. Owls are 2-2. So last week I thought was maybe the weirdest game of the season, where the entire first half was mostly a battle for field position. With the Owls finding success, they eventually take the lead. They keep the lead, 6-3 lead at halftime. And then you think we're going to see more of the same, a battle of adjustments in the second half. And at that point, Dubois' offense just kind of turned on and scored every time they had the ball. What was the major difference that we saw there that the guys might have struggled with on defense, or that the offense for Dubois just kind of took over?
We couldn't put points on the board in the first half. We had a lot of opportunities to do that. I think once you struggle to score like we were struggling to move on offense, kind of puts you in a funk. I kind of felt like that's kind of where we were. Dubois got some big plays, big momentum plays. That's what offensive, you know, plays do. They'll change the momentum of a game. I just don't think we were ever able to get the momentum in that second half.
How did the guys respond to that? Is there panic on defense? Is there composure? And if not, how do you instill that into the team?
I don't think it was that. I mean, I think, you know, what we're seeing right now is, you know, if we can keep talent in the pocket, we're going to be very, very tough to stop. Dubois was had a lot of success in getting him off the spot and getting him out of the pocket. Our production level drops off significantly when talent has to scramble. So I think what we saw with, you know, what Dubois was doing to us was pretty simple. They weren't sending a lot of things or a lot of exotic blitzes, but stuff we should have been able to pick up. We just weren't able to pick them up. So Palin gets off his spot, he scrambles, and then, like I said, our production just drops off. So I don't think there was much panic there. It's just we have to be more focused on, you know, paying attention to detail, relying on our fundamentals, and not overcomplicating things.
I think also the major takeaway there is you were also extremely competitive for three quarters against a bigger Dubois team that we know has had success in the past as well. This week, we are traveling to Clarion. What's Clarion going to look like, and how are you preparing for that?
I think Clarion is probably the best team in our league, so it's a challenge tonight. I mean, everything they do is fast, it's physical. They're going to try to score a ton of points. Scheme-wise, I mean, there's not like much discipline there. They kind of just run around and toss the ball up. But they've had a ton of success doing that so far this year. So they have a big offensive line. They're you know, big backs. They have a really good quarterback, and they have really good receivers. So, you know, top to bottom on their depth chart, they're tough. So when you play a team like Clarion, you got to try to, you know, steal things from them. You know, we got to try to get some turnovers, some things they're not used to doing to get them out of their comfort zone, especially early in the game.
And that actually also has been something that the Owls have done well are the takeaways. We've had a couple of takeaways just about every week. One last thing that I wanted to ask you. I know that we're still struggling with the penalties. And I know that sometimes it's hard to nail down exactly where that comes from. Sometimes it seems like maybe the calls aren't even actually the correct calls. And we actually talked on the broadcast last week about all the things that we thought flags weren't getting thrown for. No need to get into that now. Last week you were practicing differently, tying hands, stuff like that. Is that still something that we're going through in practice?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a thing for all teams you got to really work on. You know, it was unfortunate the way it kind of shook out on Friday. I mean, we were going into the fourth quarter. I believe it was 10-2 penalties, 10 for us, 2 for Dubois, and one of theirs was a kick out of bounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're kind of watching Dubois to see what they're doing to never get a holding call versus us. They're getting several. I'm not seeing much different. I just, you know, we're telling guys, you know, when we're away, you know, we're playing somebody with a dark jersey, you know, don't wear white gloves.
Yep.
Dark gloves.
Yep.
Stuff like that. Maybe that's what's triggering it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know that that's a story I've heard before. Julian Edelman was just talking about it. Obviously, Patriots player who said Bill Belichick used to yell at him if he wore red gloves and wasn't playing against a team in a red jersey. So sometimes stuff like that does help. But looking forward to see how the team responds tonight. Again, another challenge, like you pointed out, Clarion. And good luck tonight, and we hope to talk to you again next week.
Thanks for having me, and let's go Owls.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minor, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service and Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back again to Clarion Limestone, and Jimmy Kelts here broadcasting live, my color commentary and statistician as well, Mark Irvin, and our sound engineer and producer Quincy Scott is back at the station. That was the coach's show with Coach Jeff Puglio that we just wrapped up, and you know, we talked about not something that anybody loves to talk too long and too hard about, but some of the issues that we had or comments that we made with the officials last week, and the confusion really is what it came down to, was some of the calls or no calls on what we thought would be something for a violation, cause for a violation. But you said you had some clarity on that over the weekend.
I did.
Over the week.
I was able to sit down with a PIAA referee just yesterday and able to pick his brain quite a bit on some of the questionable calls. Some of the things that you and I were questioning was the substitution rule and also aiding a runner. Mm-hmm. And so coming from a very experienced referee, thank you, Brian, by the way, you are allowed to sub in after you huddle as long as the player coming onto the field comes in between the numbers.
Okay.
However, as you see on this field here, we don't have
numbers.
And yeah. So another one that was very questionable that was not called was aiding a runner to move forward.
Yes.
You are in, on Saturdays and Sundays, you can aid the runner all you want. However, Friday night football, it is you are allowed to push the pile. You are not allowed to push the runner. And unfortunately, we've seen that several times last week, and it just simply wasn't called.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think maybe it's a, as we were talking about a little bit, I think maybe there is some sort of fine print in that rule between what is a pile, what constitutes a pile. You know, the player personnel, the switch after the huddle was the first thing that you mentioned there. And, you know, I didn't know that that was part of the rule. So switching after the huddle, I couldn't tell you whether or not they came in between the numbers. But that makes much more sense to me now knowing that. And aiding the runner, if there must be something that constitutes a dog pile. And, you know, they went with that three running back set, and if you bunch in and bunch at the right time, then there must be something you're able to do with that. Not sure if that's actually a dial-up internet signal or if it's part of a song. I'm not sure. Apologies again. We're going through the homecoming 2023 for Clarion. But back to tonight's activities last week in the past and moving on from it. Tonight, we're in Clarion Limestone for the Central Clarion football team. It's a three-team co-op. It's Clarion, North Clarion, and Clarion Limestone. In previous years, Clarion would play their games at the same field that the Clarion University plays at Memorial Field. But now with the three-team co-op and Clarion having a newly done football field, they go back and forth between Clarion and Clarion Limestone. So we had a little bit of a journey tonight, Jeff, getting up here behind the Clarion Limestone Elementary School. But we've made it now onto the football field. I actually like how close we are to the field. And I think that it should be a good game tonight. The Wildcats are a very good team. They have one of the best overall football players in District 9 in Jace Ferguson. He is an absolutely incredible athlete on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, Max Prep has Clarion Limestone ranked number 8 in the state in the 2A division. And as you said, their quarterback just does it all. Not only is he obviously leading in passing, but he's their leading rusher as well. And the kid's just a fantastic athlete. So on paper, this looks like a David versus Goliath matchup here. And, I mean, we all know how that ended up.
Yeah,
and
that's true. We do.
And talking to a lot of the kids this week in the barbershop, a lot of the attitude this week's been, why not us? And you know what? I agree with Bradford. I think they have enough firepower. I think they have enough talent. You know, a couple bounces go their way, a few turnovers. Momentum's huge in high school football. Why not us?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that this is a good opportunity for the Owls to show try to show that they are a different team than they were in previous years, maybe even a different team than they were in week one of the season. And now Clarion, obviously we lost that game 44-0 against Punxsutawney. Clarion wiped out Punxsy as well. Very good team. Very strong. So this isn't a rematch against Punxsy. This is another team, and it's very strong in its own right. But we are going to take one more break, about a minute break, so we can pause for the national anthem. When we come back, I want to do our starting lineups brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate, but I also want to talk a little bit more about Jace Ferguson. So here's another break, and we'll be right back with kickoff. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Satoji Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily buck of beer specials. Toji Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
WESB Sports.
All right, the national anthem has wrapped, and we are back and ready to get set for kickoff here, homecoming night for Clarion. But again, before we get into our starting lineups, starting offense for the Owls, a little bit more on this team and specifically their quarterback, Jace Ferguson, who is a junior this year. And as you said, he's leading the team as a rusher and quarterback as well. But that's not all. So Jace Ferguson, he has 15 passing touchdowns as a quarterback. He has two rushing touchdowns. He also rushes for about 88 yards a game on average. And on the other side of the ball, he is also the team's leading tackler, averaging double-digit tackles a game. And he has three takeaways. He has two interceptions plus a fumble, a caused fumble and a fumble recovery. So he is a tear on both sides of the ball, an absolute stud. So expect him to really run this offense and to put the Owls to the test tonight on both sides. Helping him out a little bit is going to be his true running back, Noah Nazer. Noah also has had four touchdowns and averages another 40 yards per game on top of what Jace Ferguson is giving you. His number one receiver is Mason Burford. He also has another four touchdowns, along with Dawson Smale as well. And then we'll also see a change of pace back, who I believe is going to be, alongside Smale, is going to be Brady Quinn. He's got a few touchdowns himself. And then another defensive weapon for them is Braylon Beckwith. Looking through some of the early stats here through 4 weeks for Clarion, Braylon Beckwith averages 16.5 tackles per game.
Wow.
16.5 tackles per game. He's got four sacks on the year already. Incredible numbers for Braylon Beckwith here this early in the year.
Yeah, and as you can see, everything here starts with their line, both offensive and defensive line. They got some big guys on this team. I mean, 6'4", 307, 6'2", 280. I mean, the list goes on. There's some really big guys. So they really set the tone and win the game right in on that line of scrimmage. They win that battle almost every game. They've only been held under 50 points one time, and that was last week against Punxsutawney, where they only put up 44. I say only, but a high-power offense like this, they're trying to put up points in a lot of them and put them up fast.
And was it the week before that Punxsutawney game? They won 72?
Yeah, 72-0.
72-0. Yeah, so this is a team that's had a lot of success, and for good reason. The Owls are going to kick off, so Clarion's going to start with possession, and we're going to get an early look at Jace Ferguson and his Wildcats. The kick is booming and actually soars inside the five, it looked like. Missed tackle near the 20 and brought down near the 23 on the return.
Yeah, just missed down around the 10, 15-yard line by Evan Whitmore, but cleaned up by Jordan Thompson with a nice open field tackle. They just got him by the legs and brought him down, so it looks like Central Clarion's going to start about the 22-yard line, and they're headed from right to left on your radio screen here.
That's right. They're in their dark blues with an orange stripe around the arm. Owls in their white away jerseys with black pants, black helmets. And Clarion's going to start the game out of the shotgun. So Ferguson awaits the snap, and he's going to look for a screen pass to the left side. It's completed, and is scampering downfield for a first down and stays in bounds as he approaches midfield, but taken down just short of the 50.
Yeah, he really showed his speed there. He got out around the corner. He got around Eric Himes, and then he outran A.J. Gleason, which you don't see that very often. But Evan Whitmore was able to clean up and knock him out of bounds about the 48-yard line.
Yeah, and that was one of the names we mentioned pregame was Dawson Smale. Averages a good 67 yards per game or so, and there's an early start to that. First and 10 now from the 48-yard line. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to the right side. A dive that's good for another first down, tripped up in Owls territory near the 38-yard line.
Yeah, again, runner gets to the second level and is able to break one tackle, but Adam Ward there to grab him by the shoe and bring him down.
So that was Noah Nazer, the true running back, though, as we mentioned, Ferguson actually leads the team.
Two plays, two first downs so far for Clarion Limestone.
Yeah, about the 38-yard line for another first and 10. Ferguson, out of the shotgun, sends a man in motion, and it's going to be handed off to him there. Little end around from the wide receiver, breaking tackles and muscling forward just shy of a first.
Yeah, Eric Himes was able to knock him down with a little bit of help from, excuse me, I don't have my sheet right in front of me. Oh, Ian DeGoyer. I should know that number, but DeGoyer and Eric Himes and on the tackle there.
So now we have
pick up a bait, second and short.
Second and two from the 29-yard line, 30-yard line. There's no numbers going to make it challenging.
It's
tonight.
Like calling a game up at Fretz for that miserable Mike Gow.
Here's a handoff to Nazer, and he's got the first down, and he's still on his feet. And approaching the 10-yard line, but brought down well before it.
Brought down by Ward Gleason, and it looked like Evan Whitmore in there also on the tackle. But again, it's going to be first and 10 from about the 15.
So Clarion, you know, obviously no surprise, able to move the ball early and often here.
One thing I have noticed is one of their big guys on the line, the 6'6", 307, he's being handled pretty well right now by Liam Haven, so he hasn't made his presence known yet. So
they
nice job, Liam.
Some big boys, and there's the first touchdown of the game as Ferguson connects for a 15-yard touchdown to Brady Quinn.
Yeah, Brady, I'm just looking at the banners in front of us here. Looks to be a four-year starter senior for the Wildcats. So we'll also see him. He's one of the top tacklers on the team. He's inside linebacker for the Wildcats.
So that adds to his TDs on the season. Now he's got five total TDs, which I think is going to put him behind only Ferguson. The kick is up and good.
Yeah, and it looked like it just took out their camera they have set up behind the field goal post there. So, and did you notice that? It was one-step kick. That's the first. That's the shortest one I've seen. That's pretty interesting.
So Central Clarion takes the early lead and only took less than 2 minutes off the clock to do it. 10:09 left in the first quarter. It's 7-0, right?
It is 7-0.
Yeah, okay, 7-0. They just changed on the scoreboard. Central Clarion leads. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
InTandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, InTandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. InTandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. InTandem is a great place to build a career. Visit InTandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Central Clarion. They just scored a 15-yard touchdown, Jace Ferguson to Brady Quinn for a 15-yard TD to make it 7-0. And the opening kickoff sails in for a touchback. So quite a boot there.
Yeah, that was a true touchback. He dropped that about midway deep in the end zone there, so that was quite impressive.
So the Owls set to start from their own 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Owls. And here's your starting offense, brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. We'll deliver it to you while the action goes. And a flag here. So we think the Owls lured them in.
Yeah, foul started on the Owls there.
Oh, it's on the Owls. So it's, of course, quarterback Talon Reese. And his main running back, Jordy Thompson. You also see him in the backfield occasionally with A.J. Gleason, who will also line up as a wide receiver. Reese takes the first and 15 snap, letting one go. Caught nice by catch. Adam Ward.
Yeah,
for a first down. Beautiful catch.
Looked like about a 20-yard catch. That's going to be a first down for the Owls. Just a beautiful throw by Talon, and Ward went up on the sideline, got him, was able to come down with both feet and bounce. So a beautiful play for the Owls.
Really nice job, and that gets us kicked off for our wide receivers tonight. Adam Ward, of course, with that excellent catch where only he could get to it. Quite a ball by Reese. He's at wide receiver alongside Jake Franz, Matthew Perry, and we'll see Carter Cawley as well. Here's the snap. Franz hands it off to Jordy, who has to break a couple tackles in the backfield, but it wraps him up long enough that the rest of the Wildcats get in on it as well.
Yeah, they just they sent a blitz. It looked like an off-tackle blitz there, and they were able just to bottle Jordy up in the backfield and bring him down.
So it's a loss of four to bring up a second and 14 from the 35-yard line. On your offensive line, it's centered by Jacob Abers, and on either side is Owen DeGuyler, Evan Whitmore, John Jasper, and Blake Callahan.
It's like Liam Haven's getting a start in there on the line tonight as well.
That's right. He just rejoined the team last week.
Yep.
And there's another flag.
Another foul
start. Another foul start on the Owls. So here are four plays. Four times to the line of scrimmage. Four times out of the huddle.
Yeah.
And two false starts.
That brings up second and 15, second and 18 for the Owls.
Reese drops back. There's another one out going to the sideline. It's caught as well.
Matt Perry.
A couple yards short of the first down goes Matt Perry.
Yeah, Matt was able to go out just a quick out route and able to stretch the field, and Reese laid that one in there perfectly on the sideline. He's able to pick up another yard or two after catch. So now we brought us to a manageable third down here.
Yeah, third and four to go. From the 45, and Reese with throwing some really nice balls here early, right on the spot. He's working out of the shotgun alongside Thompson. He sends Thompson in motion, takes the snap, drops back. He's on the run, evades one tackler, and lets one go. It's caught, but it looks like it might be just shy. It's going to be close.
Yeah, another rollout. Reese was running for his life there, but there is a flag on the play, even though the pass was completed.
And it is on the Owls.
Yeah,
it
looks like a personal foul crackback block on the Owls.
Oh, wow.
That's a big one there.
Yeah, that's a good 20 yards, I believe. So that will replay the third down, but it drops it from a third and four to the 16-yard line. So at a 30-yard penalty. Or maybe possibly from the spot of the foul.
Correct, yeah. So it looks like they're lined up about the 16, 17. And third and a mile for the Owls.
Third and very, very long, yeah. Reese drops back. In trouble, sacked.
Reese is having sacks on the play.
Yeah, they just an all-out blitz there. They brought the house, so they were able to fill gaps and get through and get Reese before he was even able to make a step and look at his first option there. So Clary and Limestone really showing their prowess here.
So that penalty turns into a big problem as it drops him back the 30 yards, and then the fourth down comes up. So now that instead of punting it from their own 45, they've got to punt it from their own 16. Even farther back, actually, after the sack. Here's the punt. Haviland, it's going to get just clear of the 25-yard line.
I'm not even sure what happened there. I was looking down at the stat sheets, and I look up, and the ball's only about the 26-yard line, but there is some more flag. Oh, it looks like there's going to be roughing the kicker on Clarion.
Yeah, a little bit of contact made. I wasn't sure if it was with the ball or with Haviland.
So
it looks like it was with Haviland.
And even with that penalty, it's still going to be fourth. It looks like about 37 as of right now. A little bit of confusion out here on the field. We're trying to clear up what's going on.
Yeah, fourth and 37 is what's up on the scoreboard. Again, Dylan, a little harder to read as we don't have numbers on the field. And we're also opposite end zone and dealing with major penalties.
Yeah.
So math, visibility, it's all an issue. Here's a repunt for fourth and 32. That's a much nicer punt. It's going to bounce. Oh, but it takes a very friendly clarion roll.
Yeah, bounced back at least 5 yards, but Evan Whitmore was able to scoop it up and down the ball. Looks like it's going to be about the 36, right in there. So it'll be first and 10 for the Wildcats from the 36.
Meanwhile, we still have just short of 8 minutes left in the first quarter. And our first quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Charles Bennett. Charles, if the Owls score here in the first quarter, you win a free sub off the lunch special at Toji's Substation. A free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If the Owls don't score, you win a free meal off the value pack menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Ferguson going to air one out, and it's caught and touchdown. In the end zone for a touchdown. So yeah. A 34-yard strike.
There is a flag down, though. Looks like that one's coming back, Jimmy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looks like yes, it is.
Yep, a holding call on the Wildcats after that read option and left a guy wide open over the middle, and he was able to lay the ball right in there. But, again, that touchdown being called back for a holding penalty.
That was an impressive throw from Ferguson as well, as he didn't really have much lift on that ball. It was just a rocket.
Yeah, that was a laser there. That was excellent.
And caught. It would have been a 34-yard TD, but instead it is a first and 20 from the 44.
Yeah, it looks like freshman Brody Havlin in there at outside linebacker, so he's getting some play time and making his presence known on the varsity squad tonight.
See Franz in the CB, Gleason out in free safety. Here's a run. And stays on his feet. My word is Noah Harrison.
He was able to come, take the handoff and come left and off tackle there, but he was able to bring it back to close to the original line of scrimmage before being brought down by Eric Hines for Bradford.
So we got 16 yards on that one. It's a second and four on the Noah Harrison carry. So we've been calling, you know, Ferguson, Nazer. And now we've got another RB entering the fold. Ferguson takes the snap out of the shotgun. It's another handoff to Harrison. And he heads towards the sideline. He's going to get brought down well after the first down and inside the 20.
Yeah, Jordan Thompson exploded in there on the blitz off the left side of the line and just missed bringing the quarterback down in the backfield, or the running back, excuse me, down in the backfield there. But again, the Clarion Wildcats are as advertised so far and pick up another first down.
Yeah, moving the ball with big gains on just about every play. First and 10 from the 19-yard line, it looks like. Ferguson back out of the shotgun. Looks like an empty backfield this time. And he's going to sling it. It's tipped. Great job to get up there and tip it.
Yeah, Matthew Perry from his linebacker position was able to jump up and tip that ball up in the air. And Clarion Limestone's lucky the Owls didn't come down with an interception there. Fantastic play by Matthew.
Got a good hand on it. Yeah, had to elevate and reach his hand all the way up to get a good palm on it. Had some sauce on it, so wouldn't have been able to come down with the interception, but it did pop it up in the air.
Yeah. Again,
so
empty
backfield.
So, as
you said, lucky.
Oof.
Caught one on the run there.
Yeah, screen pass off here to the left-hand side, the near sideline, but as soon as he caught it and turned, he was brought down by Eric Himes, who so far has three tackles, you know, 6 minutes into the game here.
That was Brady Quinn as well, who we've already seen his speed, so Nice job by Himes to keep him contained. Open field tackle. Stop that from turning into another TD. Brings up a third and nine from the 15. Ferguson drops back. Slings one into the end zone. It is caught, and it's a touchdown for Dawson Small.
Yeah, just a simple out-and-up pass right over the middle, and Ferguson able to drop that ball beautifully right in stride to his receiver, and that puts Clarion up by two touchdowns now.
So that is, again, Dawson Smale. And extra point is going to be by Thomas Euchert. And that is good. So Central Clarion with two scores here in the first 6.5 minutes. It's 14-0, the Wildcats lead. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Just like your Bradford Owls, Thacker Development has been your residential construction home team for over 20 years. Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development to tackle all your new construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your wishes to them and let their team's dedication and experience make your dream a reality. Thacker Development's schedule is in the red zone, so call now and score your spot. Kick off your next project by calling Thacker Development now at 814-558-2447. Go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Clarion Limestone for the Wildcats hosting the Owls on their homecoming night. They take an early 14-0 lead after Ferguson's second TD throw of the night. And this kick is fielded by Gleason, who has to catch it awkwardly and slipped. Stayed down for a minute, but he's up now.
Yeah, that's going to be down to, looks like, about the 2 or 3 yard line for the Owls. Hopefully they brought the right cleats with them, because this is the only field we're going to see all year that is natural grass.
So hopefully that reaction from Gleason was just because he slipped and downed the ball.
Yeah, I believe so. He was getting up, he grabbed his head. So
yeah, and not what looked like it could have been a slip in an ankle, rolled ankle, but looks like he's up and okay now. 5:39 to go in the first quarter. It's first and 10 from the 2.
2 yard line, yes.
Reese airs one out to start with. Adam Ward can't quite get to it. It sails out of bounds.
Brought it towards the near sideline, and he really aired that ball out. It was just a step behind Adam Ward, who was his intended receiver, and it's not very often that you see Talon throw a ball off the mark, so hopefully that's a one and done for them.
You know, I got to say, I appreciate the game plan here. You kind of know what you're up against. And we've got to let Talon work. We've got to let the guys go get it.
Yep. Yeah, and we definitely have some speedsters as wide out. I mean, Ward is no slouch as far as speed goes, so we're trying to utilize him early.
Here's Reese, second and 10, another bullet. This one caught by Jake Franz for a first down.
Yeah, just a simple out and up to the far sideline. He was able to catch it, and it looks like that might be close to – that is a first down for the Owls.
Nice job by Franz there as – he ran a nice route, cut hard to his left, straight to the sideline. And then Franz, of course, puts it on the money. He catches it right as he's stepping out of bounds with enough yardage for the first down. It's a first and 10 from the 13. And Franz goes back into the shotgun, trips to his right side. Takes the snap, looking to his right. It's caught by Matthew Perry. And Perry moves ahead for another first down.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just another quick out. I mean, Perry went out about 8-10 yards, able to catch a pass, turn, and get and bounce up for the first down. So, like you said, I'm really liking this game plan for the Owls to see how long they can sustain this before Clarion's going to make some adjustments.
Oh, they'll most likely either try to send some additional pressure, or they'll drop back in coverage. But either way, right now, this is working. And we know Reese can sling it. We know we've got some guys that can catch and run, certainly.
Yeah, so far, our line is holding up.
Reese with first and 10 from the 29 to his right side. A.J. Gleason catches it, but he's hit right as he throws. And he'll be lucky to have a no gain on that play.
The last four plays have been four different receivers for the Owls, so they're spreading the ball around well also, and it did look like he did come out with a yard gain on
yep.
that. So.
Yep, he ends up with a yard of positive yardage. So second and nine now from the 29. And Reese gets back out of the shotgun here. Thompson in the backfield to his right side. Takes the snap. Looks to his left. Looks to his right. He's got a man down there. But as it goes near the 50-yard line, it also floats out of bounds, intended for Matthew Perry.
Just Perry right up the sideline, just a step in front of Matthew Perry. But there is a flag on the play. Afterwards, it looked like Talon took one heck of a shot from him. I couldn't see who was that got him, but definitely a roughing the passer play. So an automatic first down for your Owls.
Talon already up and getting the play from the sideline. But that does move the chains and puts the Owls at the 45-yard line in their own territory. And I think that was a little cross route for Perry because he had some room there for a minute. Now, they saw it early and closed in, the Clarion defender did. But, just sails a little bit out of bounds. Lots of pressure, though, as you mentioned, as Reese took a hit on that one. First and 10. Reese with a handoff to Thompson. And he just gets over the line of scrimmage, maybe a short gain there.
Yeah, it looks like Jordy just took the ball, went right off center, and was able to get about a yard and a half on the play. So that's going to bring up a second and nine for your Owls from the 46. And they're working directly in the middle of the field here, going left to right on your radio.
Good turnout here from the Bradford crowd, who traveled well last week to Dubois and again tonight to Clarion. Second and nine. Reese out of the shotgun. Looks to his left. He's going to throw it that way to A.J. Gleason, who's going to take a nice little chunk and go out of bounds at midfield.
Yeah, A.J. Gleason took a quick out. Talon was able to pick him up quick. Jordy was able to pick up the blitzing linebacker. So excellent pickup by Jordy and able to complete the pass to A.J., who got out of bounds at the 50.
So it's a gain of four to make it third and five from midfield. And the Owls passing game really looking pretty strong here.
Yeah, they're looking sharp. We'll take these 6, 8, 10 yards at a time just fine.
Reese going to air one out. He's got a man down there in one-on-one coverage, but it's Jake Franz, and it is incomplete.
He aired it out. I mean, that ball went all the way in the air down to the 20, and it looks like the receiver and the defender were battling pretty good down there. So,
yeah, probably a little bit of a no call on both sides. Don't know, not close enough to tell you if it could have went either way. There was certainly some jostling.
Yeah, and it looks like the Owls are going to go for it on fourth and five from midfield, and why not?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, why not?
I would say so, yeah.
This is definitely a quaint facility that we're in here. And as close as the field, I thought we were going to be able to have better vision here, but it's a little difficult to see from the box here.
Here's the pass, and it's incomplete.
Well, that's another one that's questionable there. It looked like the defender put the elbow into Jake's midsection and knocked him backwards and almost picked that pass off. So the Owls are going to turn the ball on down. So you're clearing Wildcats. We're going to be taking over first and 10 on the 50.
That also got a hand on the ball to bat it down there. That defender that you mentioned is Jace Ferguson.
Ah, yeah. Go figure. That man's all over the field.
He is an impressive football player.
From what I understand, a bright man, young man also that National Honor Society. I guess he's a phenomenal basketball player as well. Just an all-around great kid.
First and 10 from the 50 for Ferguson. Trips to his left, empty backfield. Flag before the snap.
We've got a flag on the play.
Bradford is applauding the referee, and it is an illegal procedure on Clarion.
Yeah, it's going to drop the ball back to the 45, so it's going to be first and 15 for the Wildcat. And again, Clarion directly in the middle of the field, the 45, working right to left.
Nice throw by Ferguson is completed, and fighting for the first down yardage is Dawson Smale.
Yeah, he was wrapped up right in the middle of the field. right in the middle of the field by Nick DeGolier, and then he just fought for a few more yards before he was able to hold him up long enough. A few more Owls were able to come in and bring him down.
So that's going to be first and 10. He got the first down by a couple of yards, so first and 10 from the 45-yard line. And now Ferguson goes towards the end zone for Smale, and that's caught for another strike of a touchdown. 37 yards out from Ferguson.
Again, he hit his receiver right in stride, and there was no air under that at all. Just a straight laser beam that laid it in there perfectly for another Wildcat touchdown. So
looks like it traveled just about all the way to the goal line. So
yeah.
That's a 37-yard ball that Ferguson just threw on the money.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to bring the score now to 20-0 in favor of the Wildcats with 3:06 left to play here in the first quarter.
The kick is up. You're right. It is a one-step kick, and that splits the uprights as well. So after the 37-yard touchdown, the extra point makes it 21-0. Central Clarion leads with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WRKs and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back for the final 3 minutes of the first quarter. Following the 37-yard pass from Ferguson to Smale, make it 21-0. The ensuing kickoff is going to be a touchback.
Again, their kicker just puts an absolute boot into that ball and a true touchback on that one. So their kicker even is above average out here. So
you stay one step field goals because he just doesn't have to.
Right.
He's got the leg to just put it through.
So that's going to bring up first and 10 for your Owls from the 20-yard line.
All right, Reese will go with an empty backfield. And I remember last week they did this on occasion, and it worked.
Yeah,
it worked very well for the Owls.
Yeah.
Trips to his right side, Twins to the left. He's going to keep it and run up the field. And he approaches first down yardage.
Yeah, he might be close to a first down there. So I wonder if that was a design play there, because it certainly looked like it.
He tucked it pretty quickly, and that does move the chain. So it's a gain of 10, and it brings up a first and 10 from the 30. Nice job by Reese. We've seen a lot of impressive runs this year from Reese.
Yeah, absolutely. He's really showed his athleticism this year, even more so than last year, and showed that he is able to run the ball with some speed and the field vision as well to make the cuts when he needs to. So, not disappointed with Reese's play one bit this year so far.
First and 10 out of the shotgun. Reese looks to his left, looks to his right. Pocket collapses. He's going to keep it again. Slides forward, and it's going to be a short gain.
Yeah, that was probably a good decision. There was a linebacker bearing down on him pretty hard before he slid down to take the knee, but not before he gained. Looks like about 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, that pocket held up until it didn't, and it all collapsed at the same time.
Right.
So nice job to step up and through it when he did. Step through that collapsed pocket.
Yeah, and they're going to give him credit for 4 yards on the play. So it's going to bring up a second and 6 for the Owls.
Reese is going with split backs this time. Sends one of them out wide. Thompson elects not to throw it to the flat. Tries to find Gleason in the middle of the field, but it is just a little high.
Yeah, crossing pattern there for Gleason, just a touch high, and I was lucky not to have that ball picked off as it just ricocheted off AJ's hand and into the air. So incomplete pass, which is going to bring up a 3rd and 6 for the Owls from the 34.
The Owls are going to go with just one man in the backfield here. It's Jordy Thompson, and trips to the right side. So this is the main formation we've been seeing. Nice throw there from Reese, and he finds Perry, who gets across midfield and is dragged down near the 40. Nice job by both Reese and Perry on that play.
Yeah, again, a crossing pattern was able to catch Perry right in stride for a big gain all the way to the 40-yard line in the Wildcats territory. So Perry's helmet came off, so he's jogging off the field. But I was able to talk to Matthew Perry in the shop today, and he was fired up for this game. He's seen this as a huge challenge, and he was up for that challenge. And so far, so good. That's his second catch on the night.
This is the most early production we've seen from Perry. He looks very good tonight.
Yeah, 26 yards on that completion.
Brings up a first and 10, and we're also the farthest into Clarion territory as we've been at the 40-yard line. Reese with the handoff to Thompson. Thompson takes one head-on, but somehow stays on his feet, fights forward for about 5 yards.
Yeah, he just absorbed two big hits, spin move, and was able to gain 4 or 5 yards on there. So he's just an absolute bulldog out of that backfield.
My word, he got popped. I mean, I don't know how well. It sounded like it could have came through on the radio. That's how loud it was.
Yeah, absolutely. So they give him credit for 5 yards on that. That's going to bring up a second and 5 for the Owls from the Wildcats 35.
He just spun right out of that first hit and then exploded forward 5 yards. Second and 5 from the 35. Reese drops back. He's going to scramble. There's a flag down, but Reese is running forward and could be another.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's going to be a holding call on the Owls there.
Yeah, you are. You got it.
Against Bradford.
Yeah, they just brought an absolute bull rush. They brought, I think, everybody on the field, and they were able to. The Owls held up for a second, but broke through, and Reese just tucked the ball and ran, which would have been a nice gain for him. However, the holding call is going to bring it back.
Yeah, I think he would have had just about enough for a first, but instead it'll be a second and 15 from the 45. Reese with double twins. Takes the snap, drops back, looks to the left. He's got Franz there. It's caught, and a short gain for Franz.
Again, just a quick out pattern and picked up. It looks to be about no gain on that. So I'm not sure if.
Must have went out of bounds.
Yeah.
Touched out of bounds. Looked like he had a few yards, but could have been a foot out of bounds when he landed there. Before he got to turn up the sideline.
Yeah, so that again, we're going to be at the 45-yard line, and it's going to be 3rd and 15 for your Bradford Owls.
So Reese looking to get a little chunk here. If they are going to go for it on 4th, they'd like it a little more manageable, I'm sure. It's a shovel pass to Jordy.
Nice.
Stiff arm, and he ends up getting dragged. Just barely. Shoestring tackle will bring it down after a gain of 3.
Yeah, just a quick shovel pass. Jordy was able to make the adjustment and get through there. And as you hear, that's the bell for the end of the first quarter. So after one down here in the Clarion, which is 21-0 in favor of the Wildcats.
Yeah, and the Owls are on the move, though, if they can convert this fourth down. This is the farthest they've been into Clarion territory, and the passing game right now seems to be clicking. Again, 21-0 Clarion leads. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Clarion Limestone. The field behind Clarion Limestone Elementary School. I'm not sure what the name of the field is, but we have swapped sides of the field, and it is time for the second quarter. The Owls are on the move trying to convert a fourth down. But there has been a
little confusion on where the ball was marked, so they marked it back a few more yards.
Yeah.
So just a misplacement of the ball there on the official's behalf.
With the second quarter underway, our second quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Kathy Mason. Here's the snap. Reese steps up, clears his trouble, and now moves forward. And gets a nice gain, but it's going to be a few yards short of the first down.
Yeah, the pocket collapsed on him there, and he bailed off to his right to the far sideline there. Was able to avoid one defender but before being brought down hard by four other defenders out there. But he popped right back up and was ready to go. So Owls turn the ball over on downs, which is going to bring up a first down and 10 to go. Looks like it's at the 42-yard line for the Wildcats.
So was a really nice run for Reese, but unfortunately it came on a fourth down. If that would have been the run on third, the play on third down, that would have been a nice pickup.
Yeah, we'll sub in some guys out here on defense. Yeah, it looks like they're going to be in their turn. Looks like the Owls are going to bring some pressure.
Here's Ferguson out of the shotgun, takes a low snap, hands it off, and wide open. Wide open and across midfield before getting brought down out of bounds is Nazer.
Yeah, they just grabbed the ball off tackle and had some space there as the Owls brought a full-on blitz, but got about 20 yards before being brought down with a nice open field tackle by Adam Ward.
Yeah, one play and immediately gets brought down into Bradford territory, first and 10 from the 45.
So far, Jimmy, this team's offense is as advertised.
Very good. Very good. They got the line to protect. They've got an extremely talented quarterback, and they've got guys that can all outrun. This one's going to be a play action for Ferguson, who's going to send it deep, caught, and just shy. Not just shy, actually. Brought down near the five.
And again, I mean, just an all-out go route, and he laid the ball in there perfectly over two defenders right into his receiver's hands. It brought him down. Looks like it's going to be about the five-yard line. So yeah. First and 10 Wildcats from the Owls' five.
Ferguson is trying to get everybody set, but it looks like they're going to go.
Looks like they're going for two on this one.
First and goal from the five.
There we go, yeah.
It is going to be a handoff to Nazer, and he is going to run into the end
zone. Flag on the play.
Yeah, I think that things are getting a little chippy down there. I saw some extracurriculars, so I wonder if we'll have some sort of...
Yeah, that was definitely a late flag that was thrown by the back judge there. Referees conferring, and it's going to be holding on the Wildcats.
So that actually is going to bring them back.
Yeah, it's going to negate the touchdown run by Nazer there. So
and bring them back another 10.
Yeah, it'll give the Owls a little bit of breathing room so their backs aren't against the wall here.
First and goal from the 15.
Yeah, it looks like they have a little bit of different personnel in there on defense tonight, so maybe switching things up a little bit, bringing some more speed.
Well, here's the first and goal, and that is going to be a touchdown. It's Nazer again, so he gets his touchdown wiped out.
Yeah, and it was the exact same play as the play before. He just bounced it out a little bit wider and went into the end zone untouched. So that makes it now currently 27-0 in favor of the Wildcats with 10:28 left to go in the second quarter.
Here's your point after attempt. Lined up. It is down. The kick is up. And it is good. So 28-0 as Clarion moves 7 points away from the mercy rule with 10.5 minutes to go in the first half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. It's 28-0 following a 15-yard run from Noah Nazer. 28-0 Central Clarion leads here on their homecoming night. 10 and a half minutes left in the first half. And the Owls will
Logan Kohler
run
catch
back.
Reception.
He catches it inside the 5 and is making a nice return of it. Gets it back to the 20.
Yeah, Logan was 25. Able to catch the ball about the 5-6 yard line on the near sideline here. Break a move and cut through a seam, bring it out to the middle of the field. And it looks like he's about the 25, 28 yard line right in there. So nice return by Logan.
So the Owls will set up first and 10 from the 25.
Again, looks like they're going with Jordy in the backfield with split wide receivers.
Looking to answer back here and break that shutout. Here's Thompson with a handoff, and he's wrapped up in the backfield.
Yeah, it looks like he just took the ball, went to go to his right side off tackle, and was just wrapped up in the backfield and brought down for a couple-yard loss.
Yeah, almost untouched was the Clarion defender.
Yeah, loss of 3, so that's going to bring up a 2nd and 13 from the 22 for the Owls.
The Owls trying to stay away from that 35-0 mark, because when that hits, I think it might have to be into the second half. But if they start with the 35-point deficit, they'll automatically be in that running clock rule.
Right.
Here's the snap. Brees drops back. He's rolling out to his right side. Has to shake.
Wow.
Wow, a huge spin to break a tackle, and
Brees does a nice job of eluding pressure.
Is able to get back up near the original line of scrimmage.
That was incredible. There were 7 Wildcat defenders in the backfield on that. They brought an all-out blitz and were able to just break through. And Brees was wrapped up at one point, made a spin move, shot off to his right to the far sideline. The Owl sideline was able to make it back to about the original line of scrimmage for the Owls.
So Brees will go back to work here. So he just comes back from the sideline with the play. And it's going to be an empty backfield for Brees with trips to his left. Sends a man in motion as well. So it's Thompson. And completed to Matthew Perry.
Over the middle, close to a first down. Looks like he's about 2 yards shy, but a nice pitch and catch from Talon Reese to Matthew Perry. So again, Perry, that was his 3rd catch on the night. So he's doing some work for the Owls. Excuse me, his 4th catch on the night.
Yeah, having a nice game so far. Getting more involved than we've seen him in the past. And good for Perry as he is making the most of it tonight. It's going to bring up a 4th and short. 4th and 2.
And they bring in Brody Haviland for the punt.
Haviland puts it up, and it's going to sail over the 40. Just doesn't quite have the friendly bounces tonight, as it's going to come back up to about the 42.
Yeah, 42-yard line, and Adam Moore was able to down it there for the Owls. So that's going to bring up a 1st and 10 for the Clarion Limestone Wildcats. Oh, a flag on the play.
Oh, it's
offsetting personal fouls out there.
Personal foul against...
Yeah, personal foul against each team. So, again, maybe getting a little chippy out there, as I mentioned on the last touchdown. That was nullified by a flag.
Now the refs are going to match up here. Looks like the Wildcat sideline's getting quite vocal over here. Well, the Owls definitely still have some fight in them, that's for sure.
Yeah, you got to wonder what Central Clarion is... you know, it's homecoming night, but you also got a 28-0 lead.
So the Wildcats will get the ball, but they will be marched back 15 yards.
Wow, so it does end up costing the Wildcats 15 yards.
Yeah, and I wasn't a little confused on the ref's call there, because at first he signaled for offsetting personal fouls, but then...
I wonder if there was a second one. I wonder if somebody said something, and maybe that's why he went back to that sideline.
Regardless, it's going to be first and 10 for the Wildcats on their own 26.
Handoff on first down, and he's got room heading for the sideline, but there for a first, I believe.
Yeah, he went for 11 yards before being brought down by A.J. Gleason, who comes up with his fourth tackle of the game for the Bradford Owls.
And how about this? This was yet another running back, Ethan Rex, a 5'8", 150-pound freshman.
They seem to have never-ending depth on that sideline, the Wildcats.
Well, they certainly have a lot of players. It is three schools, to be fair.
It is, yeah. It's curious what realignment's going to do for them in the coming season.
Yeah, they might not be a team that benefits from the coming realignment. Here's the snap. Ferguson is waiting. He's got time. Airs it out. And incomplete. Great coverage there by Adam Ward.
Yeah, actually, Adam Ward was all over him. He was able to get his hand in between the receiver's hand and knock that ball down to the ground with no harm, no foul there. So Adam Ward really playing well tonight.
That was Mason Burford, the intended receiver, but Ward displaying the patience there, just stayed with it, made sure he was in good position, and then as soon as that ball came down, he got his hands up.
Yeah, again, an astonishing throw by Ferguson. I mean, that was another laser 40 yards in the air downfield, so he's quite impressive to watch.
He's going to go with an empty backfield here as Ferguson. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Ferguson with another missile. This one gets overthrown.
Yeah, overthrown. Just missed him by a couple of steps there, so harmlessly down to the ground, which is going to bring up a third and 10 from the 31 for the Wildcats. So looks like they're trying to switch up a little bit and go with some passes here, and the Owls have been up to the challenge. So the secondary for Bradford Owls are playing well so far tonight.
Yeah, aside from that, I mean, the running game has been spectacular, but when they have been trying to pass, they've been met with some resistance there.
Sure.
So here's another empty backfield. Ferguson with a lot of time. Now going to roll out.
Pressure by DeGolier.
Waves for a go, and it's caught at the 27-yard line, brought down.
Brought down by Adam Ward. So Adam was third tackle on the game, has a couple pass deflects, but Ferguson was nearly brought down in the backfield by Ian DeGolier. He was just seconds away from that, and Ferguson able to slip away and throw a perfect strike downfield.
Yeah, as Ferguson escaped, the puck started rolling out there. He had a lot of time, and then as soon as he felt the slightest bit of pressure, he just rolled out to his right, and he was being chased down, as you mentioned. But he waved for Mason Burford to just go and saw some space deep. And Burford went, and Ferguson was able to get the ball there for a big gain. First and 10 from the 25.
7:48 left to go in the half here. It looks like they're changing the play at the line.
Yeah, the Owls were showing a blitz there, but now Ward backs off. Ferguson throws one to the end zone. Wide open is his man.
Yeah, it looks like they brought him off the tight end position, and Evan Whitmore picked up coverage on him but slipped as he was making his turn to follow him, so it left him wide open in the end zone for another Wildcat touchdown. So that brings the score now to 34-0 with 7:43 left to go in the first half as the Wildcats line up for another PAT.
That touchdown was a 25-yard throw from Ferguson to Smale. It was Smale again, which Dawson Smale now has three receiving touchdowns on the night.
That's just impressive so far. So, again, this team just as advertised. And Jimmy, I don't think Bradford's a bad team at all. I think Bradford's a good
team. This team is incredible.
But yeah, I mean, when you come up against competition like this, you just buckle down the bootstraps and do the best you can. And you know, and hopefully some good things happen here later on in the game. But as of right now, it's been all clarion, just both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Although we have found a little success in the passing game, so hope maybe the coaches of Bradford will see something there and be able to elaborate that on a little bit and be able to move the ball some in the second half.
We'll play it a few times tomorrow night.
7:43 left after the clarion touchdown. Ferguson to Smale for 25 yards. It's 35-0. And again, I don't think that running clock Mercyrell starts until the second half, if memory serves. Well, I guess we'll see here in just a few moments. Here's the kick. Another booming one, but this one doesn't go near as far.
Kohler finds a seam and gets about 10, 12 yards after he catches the ball. So I get to see that kid on Monday nights down at the JV level. And he and Anthony Giordano, the JV quarterback, the backup quarterback for our hours, those two have a chemistry. They are just phenomenal. He had three touchdowns the other night, but he had four or five catches that were 25, 30 yards plus. So looking forward to seeing those guys on the varsity field more consistently here in a couple years.
Yeah, he's like a rocket when he catches that ball. He just takes off. Great starting speed to just go quickly.
Yeah, one step and he's at full speed.
It's an interesting formation from the Owls. And it results in a flag immediately. I'm not sure exactly what that play was. Reese got the snap, pitched it out. And then I don't know if there was some sort of reversal. We also got a hobbling.
Yeah, that's Jake Abers hobbling up there. But walking on his own power, and Jake's a tough kid. There ain't no way that he's coming off the field. Looks like they're going to be an offsides penalty.
Yeah, so the Owls had some sort of trick play lined up. There were no, it was almost a kneel formation. Or a kick formation almost, where everyone was just in on the line, curled in around the edges there.
Yeah. And there was actually two penalties on that. There was the foul start, which was declined, and then another personal foul against the Owls. I'm not sure where that came from. I didn't see anything that would warrant that. But, again, I'm not down right on the field there.
So Bradford's going to take a timeout as they get the 15-yard penalty. Puts them to a first and 25 at their own 15-yard line, down 35-0 with 7.5 minutes left in the first half. We'll take a Tax-In timeout as well. Brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 in Lewis Run. With the best handmade pierogies around, a Tax-In timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WECM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back from the Tax-In timeout. The Owls are here in Clarion. It's 35-0. Wildcats lead with 7:34 to go in the first half. We're coming off a personal foul that pushed the Owls back to a first and 25 from their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, it's the third personal foul so far tonight on the Owls, so hopefully they'll clean that up a little bit here at halftime.
The Owls bringing in some of their guys here. No receivers to the right side. Twins on the left. This one goes incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like a crossing pattern towards the near sideline here, intended for A.J. Gleason, but fell just short. Gleason made a diving attempt at the ball, but unable to come up with it. So it's going to bring up a second and 25 from the 15 for the Owls.
A little jawing back and forth there as they make their way back from the sideline. All in good fun on homecoming night here for Central Clarion, who will have an extended halftime tonight as well.
There's some big games going on in D9, so hopefully we're able to get some internet here and check out some of the scores.
See if we can find some scores. Speaking of homecoming, the Owls' homecoming is next weekend. Be facing off against Monotaw. Here's a handoff to Jordy Thompson. As he just goes into the pile there. And eventually comes away with a little bit of a gain,
yeah,
a few yards.
Looks like about 2 yard gain. And again, Jordy just handed the ball and followed his center right into the pile there and was able to come up with a couple positive yards. But going to bring up a third and 22 for the Bradford Owls.
So still a long way to go and deep in your own territory. As Reese will go. A lot of weird formations here. We've got a shotgun with three in the backfield, three running backs in the backfield. Reese is going to end up keeping it. And turns it into another short gain, it looks like.
Yeah, just a small gain. Just the pocket started to collapse, and he was able to get through his reads, but all the receivers recovered very well. So he rolled out to his right towards the Owl sideline, was able to get a couple yards. But unfortunately, not nearly enough for a first down. So that's going to bring up a fourth down for the Owls from their own 18-yard line.
Fourth and 22. What was that formation? They had Reese in the shotgun, but they had stacked running backs on the to his left.
Yeah,
two running backs stacked, and then a third running back to his right side.
Right, and they didn't send any of them in motion, which was confusing a little bit there.
Here's the return. They choose not to fair catch and to actually take the return. It's Smail who will get it down to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and it looks like he was brought down a combination of Jordan Thompson and Michael Butler in on the tackle for the Owls.
Might start to see some of the, coming out of halftime, might start to see some fresh faces. We'll see exactly how long that takes, but certainly starting from their from the Bradford 30-yard line with a 35-point lead and still 6 minutes to go in the first half. I think we'll see a lot of playing time for some of the young guys tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Might as well get them in there, get some experience, see what it's like in front of a big crowd under the lights on a Friday night. And experience is a huge thing here.
Hand off after a little motion. And nice play there to stop it from turning into anything of a gain, a short gain maybe.
Yeah, again, Adam Ward with a very nice open field tackle. I've noticed the last several games watching Adam, he's getting better and better each game. And he is, I mean, always a form tackle. I mean, perfect tackle. He's made several, of course, from his cornerback position, he's made several open field tackles over the last few weeks. I mean, that's his fourth tackle so far in the night.
Well, must have actually been able to turn up field a little bit before he hit the sideline as they turn that into a gain of five.
You see that, Jimmy? I got Mike Gow blowing up my phone already.
Doesn't he know you're at work?
I don't. He don't care.
Here's another completed pass and drag inside the five.
Inside the 5 yard line
is Quinn.
Yeah, it looks like he was brought down by a combination of AJ Lama and it looks like I believe that was DeGoyer. Let me double check my stat sheet here. It was Nick DeGoyer and AJ Lama in on the tackle for the Owls.
Brady Quinn gets down to the 2 yard line. And Central Clarion knocking on the door here as we approach the 5 minute mark. Ferguson with split backs out of the shotgun. And he's going to look to his left side. He's going to toss one out that way, and it is caught. Really nice ball there by Ferguson as it's just out of the reach. It was dove for.
Yeah, that was Jake Franz. Let's go. Jake Franz dove for that ball. It was just out of the reach, and they were able to bring it in for another touchdown, which brings us currently to 41-0 in favor of the Wildcats with 4:58. Left to go in the half here as they line up for an extra point.
And I believe that was Mason Burford there that scored that touchdown. 2 yard touchdown from Ferguson. High snap, but the kick is good.
Logan Kohler exploded in there off the end and nearly got his hand on that ball, so showing his impressive speed.
So as we just get inside the 5 minute mark left of the first half, it's 42-0 Wildcats lead. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We have just after 8 o'clock now, and the Owls are down 42-0 with 5 minutes left in the first half. Jimmy Kelts broadcasting live alongside my color commentator, Mark Irvin, and our sound engineer, Quincy Scott, is back at the station. Here's the ensuing kickoff after the 2-yard touchdown catch from Burford, and it is going to be returned to the 25-yard line?
Yeah, nice return by Logan Kohler there. He caught the ball in the corner on the near sideline here, about the 2-yard line, was able to cut across the field and bring it up to, it looks like, about the 25-yard line on the far side, the Owl sideline there. So a nice return by Logan, showing off his speed there. But looks like they're going to place the ball in the middle of the field for a first and 10 for your Owls from the 25, working right to left on your radio.
This has been an incredibly long second quarter.
It has, yes.
But with the 42-point lead, we expect the running clock to start after halftime.
Sure.
Here's the snap, and it's quickly flipped over to Thompson, who gets 2, 3, 4, 5 Wildcats on him almost immediately.
Yeah, they just exploded in there and were able to bring him down. And Jordy's slow getting up. I'm not sure if that looks like just out of frustration there. He's a little slow getting up, but
yeah,
they're going to mark the ball on the near hash mark here for the Owls. So that's going to bring up, looks like he got just shy of the line of scrimmage. So he only lost about a yard on that play. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and 11 for the Owls. The Owls making some adjustments here. Looks like they brought in Kohler, and they're going to have him split. No, they're going to bring him back right beside
The backfield with split backs. Reese is going to roll out to his right side. Throws it, and incomplete as it just bounces off the arm.
Yeah, just off the arm of Kohler. Maybe Talon's not quite as used to the speed that Kohler possesses, because that ball was just a quick out there off the motion and just a step behind him. So an incomplete pass is going to bring up a 3rd and 11 for the Owls.
Yeah, Kohler had a turn to get to that one and couldn't wrap it up. Let's see, 3:55 to go in the second quarter. The Owls lined up at the 21-yard line for a 3rd and 13. Reese out of the shotgun takes the snap. He's in trouble, rolling out to his right side. Throws it, and looks like it was caught on the sideline. We'll see if he was able to stay in.
They are. They're going to give Adam Ward. That's another catch for Adam Ward right on the sideline. So Adam having a pretty solid night here tonight on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, from the 21 to the 27. So a 6-yard. Six-yard catch there for Ward.
Just not quite enough, though. They're going to bring in Havlin in for the punt.
Yep, from a 4th and 7, Ooh. Blocked. Got a piece of it as it went up into the air. Went straight up, bounced at the... Wow, and now it's being returned. And ran back.
Yeah, it looks like...
By Dawson Smale.
Dawson Smale there, seeing the ball. The ball took a high bounce, and he caught it in stride, in air, and
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how he. I don't know how he knew that was going to happen.
That was incredible, just incredible. I don't know what else to say there.
So it got Havlin punted. It got a hand got on it that caused it to go straight up in the air. It came down, bounced up, and Dawson Smale at full speed somehow caught it on its way back up off the ground and just sped into the end zone.
And extra point is good for the Wildcats. That's going to bring the score to 49-0 Wildcats with 3:37 to go left here in the first half.
So the Owls just trying to find their way into the locker room here, down by 49 with 3:37 left in the second quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
We're back again after another Wildcats TD. This one on a punt return for a touchdown, but on maybe the wildest punt return TD that you've seen. 33 yards by Dawson Smale. Now we've got
Kohler finds a seam.
Kohler on the ensuing kickoff brings it up to the 31-yard line.
Yeah, again, he caught that ball in the near corner here, about the 5-yard line, so able to pick up 25 more yards for the Owls. Again, showing off his speed. That young man is just lightning quick. He's got impressive speed. So that's going to bring up a first and 10 for the Owls from their own 31 with 3:32 left to go in the first half.
Well, we'll see if the Owls can find some sort of work here. They've seen the passing game.
Yeah, it looks like they brought Eric Himes in the backfield. That's the first time we've seen that so far this year.
We've seen the passing game able to get downfield. They haven't been able to break inside the 30 yet. There's a handoff.
Thompson with the carry.
Yeah. With no gain for Thompson.
Yeah, just they split Eric Himes out. Talon had split backs. He sent Himes in motion. Just a quick handoff to Jordan Thompson, who took the ball right up the middle. Looked like he may have got a yard on that. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 from the 31 for your Bradford Owls. Talon Reese getting the play.
Reese out of the shotgun. He's got twins to his left side. It's going to send a man in motion. High snap. Reese comes down with it, pitches it out to Thompson, who's hit as soon as he catches it again and is going to come down to the backfield for a loss.
Yeah, the right side of the line just collapsed for the Owls there. At the same time, it looked like they were bringing a blitz from the Wildcats, so they were able to. You're lucky they didn't lose the ball on that,
yeah,
because as soon as he touched it, he was tackled in the backfield. So a loss on the play for the Owls.
Yeah, pretty rather large loss, too, as he comes down about 6 yards behind.
Yeah, it's going to be a loss of 6 for the Owls. Bring up a 3rd and 16 from the 25.
Reese again sends a man in motion. And now he has just Gleason to his left side. He's looking to his right. Adam Ward looked to be the intended target, but it goes incomplete and brings up a 4th and long.
It looks like the Owls have switched the center there. I don't see our traditional center, Jake Abers, in there. Trying to get a number of looks. I have to go to the back of the stat sheet for this one. Yeah, it looks like they moved John Jasper over to center. Oh, nope, there he goes. He's back in, so we're good to go. We're back at our normal
state. You got better eyes than me, friend. Here's Haviland with the punt. He's able to get this one off.
Flag on the play before the snap.
So he would have been fielded near the 50. But with the flag, it's a legal procedure.
I'm not sure I've seen any movement on there, but they're on the field, I'm not, so we'll go with it.
Yeah, so the Owls get pushed back even farther. They were already, after the loss of yardage on the quick pitch to Thompson, and now they get pushed back another 5 yards. So
yeah,
it's 4th and 20, rather.
Yeah, Haviland standing at our own 10 to receive the.
It's a nice punt. Might have had it. Even that one might have had a little finger. Nice roll as well. And it's going to actually go farther than the first punt did, and it gets inside the 45 to about the 44-yard line.
Yeah, an excellent punt, an excellent roll on there, and it looks like the Wildcats might have got away with a block in the back there, but no harm, no foul, I guess, because there's nobody there to receive the ball. So that's going to bring up a first and 10 from the 43 for the Wildcats. It is 49-0 in favor of them with 1 minute 50 seconds left to go here in the first half.
Yeah, Haviland got pushed back 5 yards and put another 5 yards or so on the punt. So a difference of about 10 yards on that attempt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ferguson, I assume.
Yep.
Okay, Ferguson back on the field. Wanted to double check. And it's going to be a quick handoff. And immediately to cross midfield. Wide open. And inside the 10, dragged down just shy of the goal line. A touchdown saving tackle. As they keep Noah Harrison out.
Yeah, I believe that was DeGoyer who was able to run him down. It was number 13 for the Bradford Owls, Nick DeGoyer, able to run him down and bring him down. Oh, looks like they're going to mark him about the 2-yard line, so for sure a touchdown saving. That kid has speed, too.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. Obviously, we have a couple DeGoyers on the team, but Nick getting his action on the field tonight, and yeah, absolutely saved a first play touchdown on this drive. Split backs here for Ferguson. Takes the snap, hands it off, and walks into the end zone. Does Harrison. So they give Harrison, after he was brought down at the 2, a second chance, and he punches it in.
Yeah, he was able to come off tackle on the handoff there, untouched in the end zone, and we currently set at 55-0 in favor of the Wildcats as they line up for the extra point. My stat sheet is wild.
I'm running out of room here on my log for the possessions, and we have not yet made it to halftime. Minute to go in the first half. Here's the kick, and it just sails. I mean, what an absolute boot.
Yeah, that
but,
was.
It's good, and it brings up a 56-0 lead with a minute and 8 seconds to go in the first half. We got a long game ahead of us, folks. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WRK's and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Clarion Limestone Elementary, or the field behind Clarion Limestone Elementary. Tucked up in there real good as we had a nice little trek. Yeah. And it is 56-0 Wildcats lead over the Owls. Here's another return by Kohler, evading an absolutely electrifying return by Kohler.
Yeah, again, an exceptional run by Kohler. Again, he received the ball down at about the 5-yard line. In the near corner here, was able to bring it out to about the 35. Yeah, that's not good for the Owls. We see Evan Whitmore being helped up. Oh, looks like he's okay now, so maybe just a quick stinger or something. He's a tough kid, and no doubt he's staying in there.
So he was being kind of walked with for a moment, and it looked like they were signaling over to the sideline. Was Eric Himes who was helping him up, but
yeah.
Now he's just fine.
Yeah, he's in his tackle position.
Here's Reese. Fires one to Franz, but it hits the ground and falls incomplete.
Yeah, that's another rare misfire by Talon Reese. He just threw it low and looked like Jake Franz had some open room there and able to make the catch, had the ball bent up, you know, up where he could get his hands on it.
Yeah, a lot of fast players on the Clarion team, but you're right. It did look like he had a few yards at least. And again, a three-team co-op here is Central Clarion, so they've got a lot of guys on the sideline as well, a lot of depth. Here is Reese with split backs on second and 10. Going to hand it off. And, yep, wrapped up, brought down for a loss again.
Thompson brought down.
Is Jordy Thompson.
Yeah, even with given to him his forward progress, looks like it's still going to be a loss at two for Jordan. As he's having a tough go so far. Is this defensive line for the Wildcats is just dominating at this point.
Yeah, big and fast is a deadly combination here.
It's going to bring up a third and 12 for the Owls from their own 30-yard line with 25 seconds to go here in the first half.
Reese back with split backs again. Takes a snap. Looks to his right. He's got a man there. I believe that was Ward.
Adam Ward, yes.
It's completed, and it's going to bring up a fourth and three or four.
He's short of the first half.
Yeah, it's going to bring up fourth and three from about the 29-yard line for the Owls. Excuse me, 39-yard line. So a 9-yard gain for Adam Ward.
So much more manageable fourth down as we have 6 seconds to go. So
seemingly the last play of the quarter.
Might as well go for one here, I suppose. Empty backfield. Reese will just chuck one out if the offensive line can give him a little time. Ooh, it's a quick throw to Perry. Perry with a broken tackle, and he gets across midfield. So a nice play to end the half there as Perry's able to get a nice little gain. But that will end the second quarter. So it's 56-0, the Wildcats lead. And that, again, as soon as we start the second half, will trigger the running clock mercy rule. But we do have an extended halftime to get through. It is homecoming night here for Central Clarion. So we've got a possession-by-possession breakdown, which there were a lot of there in the first half. That was a particularly long second quarter. We'll go through and do a scoring recap, and we'll also be able to bring you some first half stats, and we'll have a recap of the Fretz game from last night as well.
Fretz got a big win last night up in Kane, and I have some details to share with you guys. So a bright future for your Bradford Owls football teams.
That'll all be coming up during the halftime show presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. But first, we've got to take a break, tally up the stats, and get ready for that halftime show. 56-0, Clarion leads Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Miner, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service and Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
InTandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, InTandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. InTandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. InTandem is a great place to build a career. Visit InTandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and flagship store.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
I think they did. It was AC Valley, Union AC Valley.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls Halftime Show, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. We are here in Clarion against the Central Clarion three-team co-op, the Wildcats. It's 56-0 at halftime. The Wildcats are celebrating homecoming night. Spirits are high here in Clarion.
Absolutely.
And we have our first half stats to report in just a few moments. First, I want to give you the scoring recap. We had a lot of possessions in that first half. After all, it is almost 8:30. Just getting into halftime now as both teams hit the locker room. Central Clarion starts the game receiving first. So they have the first possession of the game. Right away, Jace Ferguson and several of their running backs and a couple of their wide receivers is on display. I mean, they are breaking off big play after big play, chunk yardage every time, moving the chains on almost every play. But their first touchdown comes courtesy of Jace Ferguson to Brady Quinn from 15 yards. It's out. The extra point is good. That makes it 7-0. Bradford's first possession ends in a punt, and Central Clarion gets it right back. Another 15-yard touchdown from Ferguson. This one goes to Dawson Smale, the first of several touchdowns that he will score in the first half tonight. Bradford's second possession ends in a turnover on downs after they went for it on fourth down. And again, we have another connection from Ferguson to Smale for the Wildcats' third TD. This one, however, comes from 37 yards out. The extra point was good to make it 21-0, and that's how we end, essentially end the first half. The Owls start their next possession, but the first half runs out of time. While the Owls have the ball, the Owls start the second quarter with a turnover on downs. Central Clarion, with their first possession of the second, has a 15-yard touchdown run from Noah Nazer, and the extra point there was good to make it 28-0 early in the second quarter. Bradford's next possession ends in a punt. Central Clarion scores again. This time, Ferguson finds Dawson Smale for his third receiving touchdown of the first half. This one comes from 25 yards out. Extra point good. Makes it 35-0. Bradford's next possession ends in a punt. This time, Ferguson finds a new target. It is Burford. Mason. Burford, yes. Mason Burford. And this one is just from 2 yards out. The extra point good, 42-0. Bradford's next possession ends in a punt. Central Clarion takes back over on that punt, which was a pretty crazy circumstance. Haviland gets the punt off, but it's tipped, and it darts straight up in the air. It comes down near the 30-yard line and bounces straight back up. And as it bounces back up, they have Dawson Smale in full stride. Perfect timing. I don't know how he timed it out, but it was absolutely perfect. He gets it right at his chest, and he darts to the end zone, 33 yards for a touchdown. Extra point is good to make it 49-0. Bradford's next possession ends in a punt. Central Clarion takes back over, and Noah Harrison, he breaks off a huge run, but he's dragged down at the 2-yard line. They give it back to him. He punches it in. Extra point is good to make it 56-0. And Bradford is driving downfield. They find Matthew Perry to get across midfield, but run out of time to bring us to the end of the first half. And that is 56-0. Wildcats lead here on their homecoming night. When we come back, we'll get through our first half stats, and we'll break down the Freds game from last night as well. It's the Bradford Owls Bradford Owls halftime show, brought to you by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJIS.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Is your eyesight changing?
I can't read this anymore.
Don't lose hope. People just like you are working every day using Braille, screen magnification, speech technology, and other tools and blindness skills. Your eyesight may have changed, but your goals, they don't have to. We can help. Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
One smile is great, but one smile in a community of smiles is so much better. A smile has a secret power that most people don't know about. A smile multiplies. It spreads from one person to the next, stretching across entire groups of people. Smile Train knows this and is proud to be creating a wave of smiles across the cleft lip and palate community in over 70 countries. patients, doctors, advocates, fundraisers. Collectively, our smiles are a celebration of the transformed lives of over 1.5 million children. Learn how SmileTrain is helping the cleft lip and palate community at smiletrain.org/learn. SmileTrain, changing the world one smile at a time.
CT, MRI, and other radiology exams provide your doctor with important health information. While these exams are routine, they can also cause concern. Ease your fears by visiting radiologyinfo.org. You'll find over 200 descriptions of radiology procedures, exams, and treatments. Know what to expect and how to prepare by visiting radiologyinfo.org today. Produced by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Clarion, where we are in the Bradford Owls halftime show presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. 56-0 while the teams are in the locker room? No.
No. That's, they're hanging out by the excavator trailer there out in the North 40.
Maybe they don't have a locker room out here. It is an elementary school that we're back behind.
Right. It is quite quaint, but mm-hmm. a nice facility. However, this big box behind me, I may have to see if Mona, I might be putting concussion protocol here before the end of the game.
So
I might
need to talk to Mona. Spot.
Yeah. That's all right. We're making do.
We do appreciate our hosts. And the press box is actually like a little apartment back here.
It is,
it's
yeah.
It's rather big. So appreciate the they're hosting us tonight. Again, 56-0. We went over the scoring recap and possession-by-possession breakdown. Now we'll go through our first half stats as Mark Doubles takes off his color commentary hat, puts on his statistician hat for a little bit.
Yeah, again, doing both is not the easiest task, so my stats are not official. Just give us an idea and a rundown for what's going on here. But my stats so far as we go is in the first half, Talon Reese has been 13 for 22 passing with 127 yards through the air. His main targets tonight have been Matthew Perry. He's so far had 5 catches for 67 yards. And Adam Ward, 4 catches, 44 yards. So, I mean, they're getting those short chunks. I mean, I think the longest pass was 26 yards, but that seemed to be the most effective way so far for Bradford's offense. Defensively, for the Owls, Adam Ward with 6 tackles so far on the night, and A.J. Gleason chipping in with 5. And also I'd like to point out 2 very nice plays by Matthew Perry and Adam Ward tipping balls away, mm-hmm. you know, right at the last second. So playing excellent coverage. So not a whole lot to write down so far, but hopefully Owls can come back out here in the second half and play with some heart and play for that name on the front of their jerseys and you know, be able to walk out of here knowing they left everything on the field. And, Jimmy, at this point, being down 56-0 after one half of play, you got nothing to lose.
Oh,
Why not shoot for the stars here and see what happens? I mean, maybe try some kids at different positions. Maybe try some formations that you haven't tried before, which we did see a little bit of that at the end of the half there. Yep. So, I mean, why not work on some things, try some new things? I mean, you might find something that you can use in future games because we do have another, you know, 4 more, 5 more games left, and there's some tough games on the schedule coming up, but also some very winnable games coming up for the Owls.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there were a couple pages near the back of the playbook that was, you know, forever in a position where we can just test one or two things out.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, maybe line up over here or try this guy at this position or something like that. So we'll see exactly what they do end up going for. As you mentioned, there with the stat. The first half stats, I think we got Matthew Perry making an early bid, trying to put his name in there for his first Model T MVP of the game. So far, we've got the collision of the game presented by Love Toyota Collision Center wide open. I don't know.
There really hasn't been anything that turned my head or caught my attention so far, but we shall see with a full half to play here.
Yeah, we'll see exactly where the rest of that game where the rest of the game will take us for those two awards on the night. A few minutes to go here in halftime, 56-0. And now that we've gotten through our scoring recap, we've gotten through our first half stats, let's have a recap of our Frets game from last night as well.
Yeah, I have some good news on the Bradford football front as I traveled up to Kane with the middle school team led by Mike Gow. And his team was able to pick up their first win of the year, a 21-6 final over the Kane Wolves up there. And if you guys haven't been up to their facility yet, they just laid down a new turf in Kane. Mm. It's phenomenal. It's really something to see. But again, 21-6 win for Frets. Leading them was Keenan Miller, had 81 yards on 12 carries with a one-yard touchdown run. Lucas Wallace, 7 carries, 52 yards. He had a 27-yard touchdown run. Lucas doubles also as their quarterback, and he was 5-for-7 for 36 yards for the Owls. Also, Mariah Gow had 3 carries, 30 yards with a 3-yard touchdown run and 2 catches for 24 yards on offense. Defensively for the Owls, Keenan Miller and Bentley Evans both had 4 tackles. Brady Rosendahl had 5 tackles. Lucas Wallace came up with an interception, and Kayvon Jones recovered an onside kick. So the Owls set right now at 1-2 on this season at the middle school level, and their next game is going to be next Thursday night at St. Mary's. And then following that, they have a string of home games. So if you get a chance, stop out and see the middle school Owls. Mike Gow's really got those guys playing well, and you can see the improvement with that team week in and week out. So stop on out and see what they're working on out there. As I said, Mike's got that team playing well. And also, if you even want more football, Monday nights, Bradford JV gets the chance to take the field. And I've been to quite a few of their games. I think I spend more time at a football field than I do at my house. But the JV Owls, we really got some special players coming up. There's a connection, the chemistry we were talking on the way down, Jimmy, between Anthony Giordano, the JV quarterback and varsity backup quarterback, and Logan Kohler. It's really something to see. I mean, those guys are impressive. There's a couple freshmen up there making their presence felt. One of them we get to see out here on occasion. That's our punter, Brody Havlin. He's playing really well at that level. I don't want to say too many names. I don't want to leave some guys out. But both the middle school and the JV level for the Owls, the future is looking very bright for us.
Yeah, some strong players down there that are going to eventually make their way up here to varsity, to the varsity football team. And like you said, just this coming week at St. Mary's, and then for the next handful of Thursdays after that, they'll be at home, so you can head right on down to Frets and watch the team Thursday nights. Looks like both teams are back out onto the field. The halftime homecoming festivities are over, so perfect timing there. And the teams will stretch it out, and we'll see what we see here in the second half. I don't know if I don't think the Owls are immediately going to come out and put up the second team. I would assume that we'll see a little bit of Reese and see if they can't move the ball and find a touchdown. I think they probably want to get a score in. But they're also going to be in that running clock rule, so we'll see exactly how that goes. Before we start the third quarter, I'm going to hit another refresh just to see if I can't find any updated stats here for District 9. This is courtesy of D9and10Sports.com, who actually put our live link for this broadcast up on their website. So thank you very much to D9and10Sports.com for that. Red Bank Valley 51, Ridgeway 0. That's in the second quarter. Port Allegheny 21, Brockway 7. That's in the second quarter. Dubois 7, Brockville 0 in the first quarter. Clearfield 25, Huntington 0 at the half. Otto Eldred 0, ECC 0 in the first quarter. Union AC Valley 33, Kane 0 in the second quarter. Carn City 35, Montauk 7 in the second quarter. Keystone 35, Smithport 7 in the second quarter. St. Mary 0, Pungsey 0 in the first quarter. Sheffield 0, Bucktail 0 in the first quarter. Cameron County 0, Cowdersport 0 at the half. And the last game is Cladysburg, Kimmel 10, Kerwinsville 0 in the first quarter. All right, team should be finish up their stretching here, and then we'll get ready for the third quarter. Quick programming note, as we are in extended halftime here for Central Clarion. Next week is the Owls homecoming week. We're in extended halftime for Clarion's homecoming. Next week is the Owls homecoming game. They will be hosting Monita in week six. And then they'll have another back-to-back home games, Monita week six and Brookville week seven, before they head back onto the road for their last two road games, one at St. Mary's, one at Carnes City. And then they wrap the season for senior night at home hosting Kane. So it looks like just under a minute left on the clock. So we're going to officially end our halftime show, take a quick 30-second break, and that'll start the third quarter. This has been the Bradford Owls Halftime Show, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford on WESB Sports.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
WESB Sports.
All right, welcome back to Bradford Owls football. The bell has just rang here. No whistle. Bell for the end of halftime. And both teams are lined up. The Owls will receive and start the third quarter with possession. 12 minutes on the clock, 56-0. The opening kickoff is up and caught inside the 10-yard line and wrapped up, brought down inside the 20.
Yeah, Kohler again catching the ball around the 5-yard line. Looks like he was a little fast for his blocking screen there. And so brought down just shy of the 20, about the 18-yard line. So first and 10 for the Owls.
So we'll see exactly. Looks like Reese is going to be out there.
They are going to mark him about the 20.
Reese is out there. Thompson is out there. Franz, yeah. So they're going to come out with their first team here and see if they can't march downfield, make the adjustments from halftime, and put some points on the board before we see the second team. Here's Reese. Slings it out quick. It's complete. And a good 8-yard gain or so by Perry.
Yeah, right over the middle to Perry. He caught and was able to get a couple yards after the catch. That's going to bring him up just shy of the first down. They're going to credit him. Looks like about a 9-yard gain for Matthew Perry. So he continuing the work after halftime here.
So a second and one from the 29-yard line. Good start there.
Yeah, again, a quick pass for the Owls here. This is effective so far.
You know, when if I had to guess, I would say those are the adjustments that Puglio wants to try to make, is to get the ball out of Talon's hands quickly, because we've seen the passing game work, but we've seen him have to escape the pocket a little bit. Now he's going to take off on his feet, get that first down yardage there.
And yeah, he just he took his first read. The pocket started collapsing a little bit. He takes off to his right. He's able to scamper out of bounds, but not before picking up a first down for the Owls.
So nice job from Reese. Keep this first drive going. Move the chains. First and 10 here from the 32-yard line. And Reese has Thompson in the backfield. And double twins, looks like. He's going to take a high snap. He's rolling out to his right side. He's going to keep this one as well.
Got some room there.
Five, and then run out of bounds. At least five.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to... Another good play for him. And, you know, mysteriously, I haven't seen A.J. Gleason in the backfield at all tonight. So usually the last few games they've been mixing him in and out behind, you know, back there with Talon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll see if he's trying to give him some other looks, maybe trying to keep him.
Second and five for the Owls, dead center middle of the field, working right to left on your screen.
Here's another high snap, but Reese handles it. Screen pass. It's completed, and a short gain.
Yeah, to Adam Ward picking up another catch. So he, too, picking up where he left off in the first half.
And that one's going to be not quite enough for the first.
No, it looks like about a yard short, so a four-yard gain for Adam Ward. So that's going to bring up a third and one from, looks like, the 41.
So we'll see what we have drawn up here on the third and one. Trying to move the chains. Reese, double twins. Thompson in the backfield. Out of the shotgun. Gets reset here. Comes back up to the line. And now back in the shotgun. Snap. Rolls out. This time got to run across his body. Trying to get to the first down yardage by himself on the feet. And it looks like he has it.
Yeah, it looks like he... surpassed the first down marker by 2 or 3 yards there, so that's going to be a first and 10 for the Owls. So they're steadily moving the ball upfield so far here, Jimmy.
Yeah, got himself to over the 45, near the 46 for a fresh set of downs and approaching midfield as well.
So that's going to bring up first and 10 from the, is that the 45, 46, you say? So a 5 yard gain there for Talon.
Talon on the left hash mark takes the snap, looks to his right, steps up, and this time brought down in the backfield from behind. It looked like he might have thought about taking off again, but just got wrapped up before he could.
Yeah, wrapped up. He was able to step up, though, and not make the loss so bad, so only a 2 yard loss is comparison to what it could have been there. So, not sure you want to run your quarterback four straight times, but I don't think those have been design plays, just out of necessity there.
No, I don't know if any of them were designed for him to keep. I think he rolls out, sees a little space, and ends up tucking that ball.
Yeah, so the Owls with second and 12 here on the 44-yard line, setting off from the near hash mark here, working right to left.
Reese takes the snap. And a nice little throw there as the pressure arrives, and it's going to be a first down for Jake Franz.
Yeah, an excellent pass and catch there from Reese to Franz, and they are going to give him, I thought it was going to be close there on the first down, but they definitely do give him first down yardage. So nice play again by the Owls, and that puts them squarely into Wildcat territory.
Yeah, first down and a couple extra. First and 10 from the 42, 43-yard line. And as you said, in Clarion territory here. Not a place they've spent a lot of time tonight, but this has been a good methodical drive. Quick passes, steady gains, handful of first downs. Reese
escapes again.
Yeah, and breaks the tackle. Now heading to the sideline.
Oof, that might be picked off. Maybe it's out of bounds.
Yeah, I think he dropped it, but it looked like it could have very easily been intercepted.
I'm not even sure who he was looking for there. But, yeah, that's going to bring up a second and 10 for the Owls again from their 43-yard line of the Wildcats. So let's see what they got drawn up here as Reese runs back in with Matthew Perry with the play call.
Real quick, after that second quarter, there were 11 possessions, 11 offensive possessions in that 12-minute quarter, and so far the Owls took that opening kickoff. Snap goes high. Reese handles it somehow, and now finds his man. Completed pass for a short gain.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to give a completion to Adam Ward for about 4 yards.
So after 11 possessions in that second quarter, the Owls received to start the third. They've had the ball for almost 7 minutes. Just shy of 7 minutes. I mean, we're in the running clock, so it's going quicker.
Sure.
But, you know, that's just the difference between first half and second half, with the Owls able to have some time of possession.
Yeah, already, again, with the running clock, we're already down just a tick under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter here. But the Owls are driving.
Yeah, this has to pretty much match as far as they've been into Clarion territory all night here. Third and long from the 38. And Reese is brought down in the backfield.
Yeah, it looks like he was able to step up and make a quick move to avoid the first defender and make it just a one-yard loss for the Owls. That's going to bring up a 4th and 7 from the 40 for the Owls. And at this point, go for it. Why not? Oh, nope, they're not. They're bringing in Havlin to for the punt.
Fourth and 12, 44. So maybe just a little bit longer than they wanted to go for.
Yeah.
And Havlin will punt it and be able to pin the Wildcats pretty deep into their own territory here if everything goes well. Yeah.
Yeah, decent punt.
It's fielded inside the 10. Oh, boy, that one broke free. He's across midfield and at the 40, 30. Lots of room. Walking into the end zone, 10-5, touchdown, Brady Quinn.
Yeah, just about an 80-yard touchdown returned for on the punt for the Wildcats. That's going to bring up, 62-0 in favor of the Wildcats as they line up for the point after conversion with 3:50 left to go here in the third quarter.
You march downfield, you get several first downs, you hang on to the ball for a little while, build some time of possession.
Yeah.
Get into opposing territory, punt it away, and an 80-yard punt return for a touchdown immediately.
And it looks like across the field here, it looks like the Owls are setting up there, and as the extra point kick is good again, looks like the Owls are setting up their second team to be able to come in and get some snaps here and some reps on the field tonight.
Yeah, I figured we would see some of the younger guys, but that's 63-0. Clarion takes the lead with 3:50 left in the third quarter. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
WQAM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Clarion, down behind the Clarion Limestone Elementary School, where the Owls are currently down 63-0 with a couple of minutes left here in the third quarter. Kohler takes the kick return after the 80-yard punt return for a touchdown and gets brought down, near the 20?
At the 25-yard line. So he's able to bring him back another 20-yard return. So he's nearing actually 100 yards in kick returns tonight. Of course, he's had several of them.
But yeah.
I think his shortest one's been like 17 yards so far. So.
Yeah, and his longest was close to, 35, 40?
Yes, yep. And it looks like the Owls are bringing in the second team as they took a quick timeout right after they whistled that play dead on the kick return.
Yeah, so. I see Andrew Giordano.
I'm not sure how much you've seen him yet, but this kid has a gun.
We saw him against Punxsie.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. It looks like he's flanked by, that looks like Tommy Langdon, freshman, 5'8", 155-pound freshman for the Bradford Owls. Also, I see Caden Kiesier in there. I can't get too many numbers on the line. You see that number over there, the receivers on the far side? It's definitely Kohler and looks like Eric Himes on Giordano's right-hand side split wide.
I'll do my best, but... they're asking the wrong fella. Giordano takes the snap out of the shotgun.
Oof.
Oh, and before he can even get the handoff.
Yeah, that defensive line just exploded through there. And you're right, they got to the ball carrier at the same time.
Yeah.
Giordano turned to hand him the ball. So big loss there for the Owls.
It was Tommy Langdon in the backfield trying to take the handoff.
Looks like he's going to lose about 7 yards on that play. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 17 for the Owls from about the 18-yard line.
Giordano getting everyone set here for 2nd and long.
Giordano behind center.
and gets back to the shotgun. He's going to drop back. Oof. And tries to rip one across to Caden Kiesier.
Yeah, that was a nice throw out there. Kiesier just couldn't quite come up with the catch, but good thought there. I mean, another quick out, cut it inside, so trying to gain some yards. However, it falls incomplete. So that's going to bring up a third and 17 for the Owls.
And let's see, we are inside of 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Looks like the Owls subbing in a couple of guys, bringing in DeGoyer on offense here, split wide.
Giordano out of the shotgun. Takes a high snap and is going to chuck one to his right. Got a man there.
Kohler.
It's caught. Kohler approaching first down yardage, yeah, but looks a couple of yards short.
Like I was mentioning before, you know, during our halftime, is the chemistry that those two have together, something special. And you just seen a little bit over there. So a nice completion from Giordano up to Kohler.
Yeah, and that means something, too, knowing where a guy's going to be, what he's thinking, if they, you know, if they have to cut a route.
Yeah, it looked like a 16-yard gain there, so that's going to bring up a fourth and one for the Owls, and they're huddling up like they're gonna go for it here.
It certainly looks like it. In the I formation, so this is a new look here. Giordano, and handoff to the tailback, but not enough space there as the Clarion defensive line just pushed everything in the wrong direction.
Yeah, the lead blocker there, I think it was Haviland was the lead blocker there playing fullback on that. And he got a nice block on the first guy through the line, but there was three more right behind him. And obviously, you can't block four guys on your own, so that's a turnover on
down. It would be hard,
yeah.
It would be hard.
Let's see, that's going to bring up a first and 10 for the Wildcats from the Owls 33. So they're already deep in Owls territory, and it looks like they're swapping in some of their second and third string guys as well.
You know, they've started a couple drives near the 30.
Yeah, real deep in Owls territory.
Again, Central Clarion, three-team co-op, probably the best team we're going to see on the schedule this year, and the score obviously shows that. Easier for me to say that when we're down 63-0, but I think before the game, we also mentioned this team is expected to go to be very good. Here's a run on first down, and broke the plane. No, down.
Nope,
no,
they called a touchdown.
Boy, I need to see that boy's number. He was only in the game for long enough to score a touchdown, 40.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what his number was there. But
looks like, I think that was number 40, Brendan Wright.
And nearly run down by Logan Kohler there. So Kohler's speed, such a huge asset. And that brings our score now to 69-0 in favor of the Wildcats as they line up for their point after attempt. And we got 39 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Here is the kick. And it is good.
Yes.
So we've got a 70-0 lead for Central Clarion. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Just like your Bradford Owls, Thacker Development has been your residential construction home team for over 20 years. Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development to tackle all your new construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your wishes to them and let their team's dedication and experience make your dream a reality. Thacker Development's schedule is in the red zone, so call now and score your spot. Kick off your next project by calling Thacker Development now at 814-558-2447. Go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football. Apologies to my third quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. There's only 39 seconds left, and I haven't thus far said your name. It's Tim Piller. Tim Piller's the third quarter contestant, and we'll also have a fourth quarter contestant, obviously. You can sign up today at Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Here's Kohler with another kick return. Completely changing field. Guy's already run 35 yards, but was trying to go from the left hash to the right, or left sideline, I should say, to the right.
He received that ball about the 7-yard line, came upfield about 10 yards, and cut directly to the center field to the far hash mark there. before he's finally brought down about the 26-yard line. So that puts him over 100 yards in kick returns so far in this game.
Again, Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, which you can enter today at Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. Each week we draw four winning names and assign them each a quarter of that week's Owls football game. If the Owls score during your quarter, you win a free value pack, or a free lunch special, pardon me, from Toji's Substation. If the Owls do not score, there's a hit on... Was it on Giordano?
No, Giordano grabbed that, pitched it off to his left to A.J. Lama, who absorbed a huge hit. But A.J.'s a tough kid. He's up and moving, so he's in good shape. And that's the bell. So that's the end of the third quarter. So with your score 70-0 in favor of the Wildcats, bring on the fourth quarter and the running clock.
And last little bit there, if the Owls do not score in your quarter, you win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So it's no score for Tim Piller. Fourth quarter is about to start. Fourth quarter contestant Galen Wentworth. Again, 70-0, 12 minutes on the clock. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bridgeway 0, Port Allegheny 21, Brockway 7, Brookville 13, Dubois 7, Elk County Catholic 21, Otto Eldridge 14, UDAC Valley 33, Kane 0, Carn City 42, Montauk 7, Keystone 42, Stepford 7, Punxsutawney 42, St. Mary 7, Bucktail 46, Sheffield 28, Plainsburg Kimmel 16, Kermansville 0.
Welcome back to Central Clarion for the start of the fourth quarter. 12 minutes on the clock. It is a running clock mercy rule. 70-0, the Wildcats lead here on their homecoming night against the Owls. We have flipped the field, and we have 12 minutes to go. Giordano is going to let one air out, and a sliding catch.
They are going to give him credit to Kiesier there for a short gain. But
nice catch there by Kiesier as he went to the ground and got a gain of about three or four yards there.
Brings up third and seven.
Yeah, third and seven for the Owls. That was more 6 or 7 yards because of the loss on the first play.
Oh, correct.
Still
I forgot
nice
about that.
Play, so. So third down and seven for the Owls as they're working now from left to right on your radio, dead center middle of the field.
Yep, 29-yard line. Giordano drops back. Screen play to Kohler. Kohler's got it, and he's hit too soon. Not able to make a move.
No, looks like they're going to give him 1 yard, just his forward movement there, but he was swarmed up by two Wildcat players as soon as he caught the ball.
So it's going to be a fourth and six, as you're correct. They did give him 1 yard there. So fourth and six from the 30-yard line. And we'll see if the Owls can convert here. The second team, led by Andrew Giordano.
Well, it looks like they have Havlin back in
punt
formation.
Right. Yep, Havlin is back there. And bringing in Braylon Little to help protect. Havlin punts it away. It's going to bounce at the 48 into Clarion territory, come to a stop near the 49-yard line.
Yeah, it was a decent punt by Havlin there. Give more breathing space. But again, the Wildcats are going to be starting with pretty good field position, just shy of the 50-yard line. Evan Whitmore looked like he downed the ball for the Owls. Evan Whitmore, and it looks like Colton Miller as well ended down the ball.
Need one of these boys to come up with a hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
We haven't seen any collisions yet.
Not any that we've delivered anyway.
Right. We saw a bang laid on Jordy Thompson. I guess he delivered it as much as the defender did, considering he's the one that stayed on his feet. Here's first down, and boy, just scampering down the sideline, finally dragged down near the 25 or so.
Yeah, Colton Miller in on the tackle there. Looks like the Wildcat sideline wants to get a little chippy with Miller there after the play. Not sure what that was all about.
I want to see if that was...
There is a
Brady McKinley.
Yeah, that play being called back, there was a flag on the play. I believe it was a holding call against the Wildcat.
So that, where they started at the 49, just barely in their own territory. Broke off a rather large run, but it's only going to count for about a 3-yard gain because that penalty from the spot of the foul is going to bring him back to a 1st and 7.
While we're watching, watch number 33, the outside linebacker on the far side, Josh Everett for the Owls. He plays hard and fast. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes up with a collision of the game.
Ooh, there's a pretty nice one there. See who gets up out of that pile.
That's a big old pile.
It is. Right there on the bottom of it is.
It looks like 59. Braylon Little. Was it Little or?
I think it was
like Jace Geist.
Yeah. I mean, came up with a stop there and held him to just a yard of a gain, 2nd and 6 from the 46 in Bradford territory.
Peeking at the clock, we're already down under 9 minutes to go in the game here. So it's going to be 2nd and 6 for the Wildcat.
One in motion, and he does get the handoff, and off and running. That run that got called back, they call his number again, and he gets to about the same spot.
Yeah, and again, Colton Miller able to drag him down out of bounds. So a nice play there defensively for Bradford, Colton Miller.
Miller with the back-to-back. So it was runs by Brady McKinley and Miller with identical tackles both times. So just as we called for needing a collision, we get a couple of entries.
Yeah, two in a row there.
From Miller and from Jace Geist as well.
Yeah, it looks like Geist, speaking of him, he just came up with a tackle right dead center middle of the field. Looked like he combined with Nick DeGoyer to bring down the ball carrier. So that's going to bring up a... It's like 2nd and 5 for the Wildcats from their own 23.
Getting down to about 7 minutes to go, 7:20. Wildcats are off to the right side of the field, and with first down yardage, plus a little more.
Yeah, Logan Kohler out there able to shed the blocker and get outside and knock down the Wildcat runner, but not before he comes up with a first down. So a nice play on Logan Kohler's behalf there as that brings up a first down with just went under 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. So 1st and 10 from the 13 for the Wildcats.
Clarion takes back over. The man in motion, and it's handed off to him again. That same play, different receiver, though, but he drags his defender into the end zone for another touchdown.
Yeah, in pursuit was Colton Miller, and looked like DeGoyer as well there, but just unable to catch up because, again, Clarion showing off another speedy back.
Yeah.
So that brings up, it's now 76-0 in favor of the Wildcats with 6:34 to go here in the game as they line up for the point after attempt. And so far, so good. This kid's been perfect on his extra point.
Yeah, and pretty easily, too. This one is also going to split the uprights to make it 77-0. 6 minutes and 34 seconds left to play. a little Freudian slip there for you. 77-0, Central Clarion leads. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, We are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 77-0, Clarion leads, and the Owls just took the ensuing kickoff after the 26-yard run by Briggs Beckwith, the latest Wildcat to find the end zone here. Briggs Beckwith. It's an awesome name, by the way.
It just sounds tough.
It does, doesn't it?
First and 10 Owls here from their own 15.
The world. Uh-oh, high snap for Giordano. Goes right over his head. He's got a jump on it, but he finds himself in his own end zone, and he's going to go down for a safety, I think.
They're discussing there. Looks like he's just barely out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they call him down at the one.
Lucky break there for the Owls. Nice job by Giordano to stay out of his own end zone. So that's going to bring – that's another big loss for the Owls. That's going to bring up second, and it looks like about 25.
And right on their own goal line as Giordano has to line up a few yards deep into his own end zone here. Twins to his right. Pitches it, and there's the safety.
Yep. Just a quick pitch off to, looks like Tommy Langdon, but he was able to get the ball, make two steps before he's hit by a defender and brought down into the end zone. So that's going to make the score 79-0 in favor of the Clarion Limestone Wildcats.
Yeah, and they will get the ball back. And it's only the second Bradford kickoff of the night.
Yeah, and it's going to be a free punt, not necessarily a kickoff.
Oh, that's right. Yep, you're right.
Homecoming queen, Lily Mail.
So the clock does stop here momentarily.
Yeah.
It's 5:27 left to go in the fourth quarter from Clarion.
I think coming off the score here, they're just going to let them get back to their get set up for the receiving and kicking formation, and then they'll start that clock back up, I assume.
Yeah, it looks like the Owls are coming out on the field now to proceed with a free punt, and it looks like that Jake Franz out there. It is, yes, Jake Franz out there. And no, he is putting the ball down on the ground, so it is an actual kickoff just from the 20-yard line as opposed to the traditional 30-yard line.
There's the whistle. Franz approaches, and nice kick from Franz. He's going to get to the 20. And let's see. Brought down near the 40,
yeah,
41.
Brought down by A.J. Lama in on the tackle there. So A.J. able to dive in and catch him by the shoe and drag him down, but not before he gets a couple more yards. And again, Central Clarion starting a good field position about the 40-yard line. So first and 10 Clarion Wildcats from the 41 with 5:20, just under 5:20 left to go in the fourth quarter here.
All right, we'll see the Wildcats take back over here with a 79-0 lead. So we saw the 72-0 score 2 weeks ago by Central Clarion. Oof. They have surpassed that.
Yeah, it looked like the Central Clarion running back went down about two, 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but he looked as if he tripped over his own lineman there. So a loss of
three or four.
Yeah, well, it looks like they're marking a loss of five down there. So that's going to bring up a second, and they're going to mark it second and 14 from their own 41. Or excuse me, 36.
All right. The Wildcats get back to the line here. And back under center, sends a man in motion, and it's going to be a reverse.
Braylon
heading
Little
off to the right sideline, and wow, what a...
Yeah, Braylon Little just missed and knocking him down for a big loss in the backfield, but he's able to explode off the right-hand side before being brought down by Logan Kohler.
Yeah, Logan Kohler wrapped him up and dragged him down. It was, let's see, after the loss of yardage, it brings up a third and five.
So a 10-yard gain there for Wildcats.
And now, again, running clock rule. That was a run inbounds anyways, but the running clock rule will bring us to about 3.5 minutes to go. More motion before the snap. And this one, run up the middle. He broke free and is going to burn every Owls defender on the field.
Alex Love.
For another Clarion touchdown.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what to say at this point anymore, Jimmy. So that was a 50-yard touchdown run by Central Clarion, which brings the score to 85-0 in favor of the Wildcats. As they send out, again, their extra point team, it looks like they're going to go just for one.
That was Alex Love with the 50-yard scramble. So last two touchdowns scored by Briggs Beckwith and Alex Love. They got fake names down here in Clarion.
Yeah, they do.
That kick is even higher
and farther
and farther than the last one. And we'll call it 86.
Yeah, and it's, I believe he's 12 for 12 on extra points tonight.
You would be correct. 86-0 with 3:17 to go. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Clarion. For the last 3 minutes and 17 seconds of Bradford Owls football tonight on WESB Sports, week 5 in Central Clarion, where it has been about as one-sided of a football game as we have seen. 86-0. Clarion kicks off. It's an absolute boot, but does it go out of bounds? No, it stays in and hits the hits the goal line. There was an equal chance there for a second that would have been out of bounds or across the goal line.
Yeah, so that's going to bring the ball out to the 20-yard line for the Owls as they're set to go here. Working left to right on your radio with 3 minutes, 17 seconds to go here left in the game.
See the Owls with some action here in the last couple minutes. Yeah,
it looks like
the ball a little bit.
Substitute in a couple other players as well here to get them a little game time action.
You got a QB?
They do. Giordano's
it is Giordano. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
With Langdon off to his right.
Oh, okay. All right. Andrew Giordano takes back over out of the shotgun. Low snap. Last one went over his head. This one went to his feet. He somehow picks it up, is going to chuck it towards the sideline, and it is just incomplete.
Yeah, Tommy Langdon made a leaping catch, and he almost came down with that ball. Unfortunately, it just fell harmlessly to the ground, so that's going to bring up second and 10 for the Owls.
So the current center, probably one of the younger, probably part of the second team, younger guy, not doing Giordano any favors. Had a high snap, a low snap.
I imagine there's a little nerves first time out here on Friday night under the lights. There's a big crowd here tonight.
Yep. Absolutely. That one floats, but Giordano handles it. this completed pass and off and running across for the first down and plenty extra. Somehow still on his feet.
Yeah, looks like some extracurricular activity over there with lots of laundry on the field. But Keese here coming up with the catch and the first down there if it stands.
Yeah, plenty more than the first. It looked like he got another 5 yards or so after that. We'll see if the flag is going to be on the Owls or the Wildcats. Approaching the 2-minute mark. Face mask on Clarion.
Yes, that's going to tack on 15 yards for the Owls there, so that's going to bring them around midfield.
Give Giordano and that center that we've been mentioning, give all those guys a little bit more breathing room. Can't be easy to operate, you know, within your own 20, within your own 30. Now they get to move it out to their own to Clarion territory at the 45-yard line. First and 10 from there. Giordano out of the shotgun, takes the snap, and just leads his receiver.
Yeah, it looked like another quick pass to, he was attempting to hit Tommy Langdon out of the backfield, but just a step in front of him. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 for the Owls from the Wildcat 45 with 1:35 left to go in the game tonight.
Here's the good news. Can I give you some good news?
Absolutely.
It looks like Clarion's going to run out of time to hit triple digits. Now, I should probably knock on some wood. Completed pass for Giordano and a gain of 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's a pass dump over the middle to Langdon. He's able to pick up 6 yards for the Owls. He's one of the young players that I'm excited to watch over the next few years. Freshman Tommy Langdon. I got to see him for a couple years down at the middle school level. He was just, he does not avoid contact when he has the ball. He's definitely searching for contact, but he also is one of the unique players that has some top-notch speed as well.
Mm.
So I'm really looking forward to what he develops into.
Looking at, is that second or third and five? Third and five. And Giordano tries to air one out for about a 10-yard completion. It goes incomplete.
Yeah, he was looking for a Kiesier on the pass there, but just falls incomplete. So that's going to bring up a fourth down.
Fourth and five from the 40, but we're inside of 25 seconds left.
Yeah, so the Owls are going to get one, maybe two more plays off, but they don't look like they're in much of a hurry at all.
Only one if they don't complete the if they don't complete the first, they won't get the second.
Yeah,
and they're
like
actually into the sideline. They're going to let it end there.
Yep, they're just going to let the clock run out as it ticks down to 5 seconds. So again, final score, 86-0 in favor of the Clarion Limestone Wildcat. So a tough night here for the Bradford Owls, their fans, and a couple radio announcers. So
yeah, it's a long drive to make home for a busload of kids that just got routed by 86 points on Central Clarion's homecoming night. But again, we knew coming in Clarion was going to be, you know, possibly the best team on the schedule. They're a three-team co-op. They've got some absolutely fantastic athletes. Jace Peterson, we praised in the pregame as maybe the best all-around football player in District 9. I think he only strengthened his case for that claim tonight. He had a fantastic game. But really, it's the offensive line. It is Ferguson. It is a number of running backs and a handful of wide receivers that are all big, fast, physical, and can move that ball quickly behind that offensive line. So 86-0 is the final score. Clarion has a great homecoming night. And the Owls will have a long ride home as they drop to 2-3 on the season. But they do get to stay home for their own homecoming week next weekend. They'll be hosting Manitow for Owls homecoming weekend. We're going to take a break so we can tally up the stats. When we come back, we'll do a quick scoring recap, give you the stats, name a collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. And we'll also name a Model T MVP of the game as well. Galen Wentworth was our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. No score means you win the free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. Quick break, and we're back with a post-game show. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minor, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Lease & Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Team Minor is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minor in Bradford is there for you. Team Minor provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minor can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminor.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minor!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
ACM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls postgame show on WESB Sports following the 86-0 loss here in Central Clarion against the Wildcats. We're going to do a quick postgame show. I don't think anybody wants to relive, relitigate, or rehash the last couple hours of Bradford Owls football. So let's just do a quick scoring recap. We'll get our stats of the game, which didn't take too awful long for you to tally.
Nope,
up there.
Not at all.
We'll get a collision of the game, MVP of the game, and get on out of here and looking forward. Put this one in the rear view. Look forward to week six, which is homecoming, hosting Montauk next week back at Parkway Field. So the Owls ran into an absolute buzzsaw tonight. Central Clarion was absolutely as advertised, if not more so, putting up 86 points and putting up 56 points in the first half, which is absolutely ludicrous. They scored on every possession. Every time they touched the ball, it ended in a touchdown. Starting with Ferguson, Jace Ferguson, absolutely monster game, monster season, monster career thus far, only a junior. Jace Ferguson finds Brady Quinn 15 yards for a touchdown. Extra point is good. Assume the extra points were all good because they were all split down the middle and would have been good from another 40 feet out. Ferguson to Quinn, 50 yards out, extra point good, 7-0. Bradford punts. Ferguson to Smale for his first TD of the game, 15 yards out, extra point good, 14-0. Bradford turnover on downs. Ferguson to Smale, this time 37 yards out, extra point good, 21-0. Bradford turnover on downs. We're in the second quarter now, and let's see, we have Nazer. I lost Nazer, Noah Nazer from 15 yards out, runs this one in himself, 28-0. After that extra point was good, Bradford punts it away. Ferguson to Dawson Smale again for the third time of the game, 25 yards out, extra point good, 35-0. Bradford punts it away. Ferguson to Burford, another new name. Burford was Mason Burford, indeed, Mason Burford. This one was from 2 yards out. Extra point good, 42-0. Bradford punts it away. This time on the punt, Central Clarion returns it. It's Dawson Smale again from 33 yards on the punt return. Extra point good, 49-0. Bradford has to punt again. Central Clarion this time, Noah Harrison from 2 yards out. Extra point good, 56-0. And that's the score we end the first half with. Bradford gets first possession in the second half. And that first possession starts off pretty strong. They're able to move the chains a couple of times. So 4 first downs or so on that first possession. It eventually ends in a punt. And immediately that punt goes 80 yards to the house, returned by Brady Quinn. Bradford's next possession is a turnover on downs. Then Clarion takes over. Brendan Wright goes 33 yards to the house to make it 70-0. Bradford has to punt it away. This time, Briggs Beckwith takes it 26 yards, to the house for another touchdown, 77-0. Bradford this time takes over. High snap goes over the head of Andrew Giordano, and he saves it from going into the end zone. Actually stops it at the 1 yard line, but on the very next play, they hand it off and immediately tackled into the end zone for that safety, 79-0. Clarion takes over again. This time, Alex Love from 50 yards out, extra point good, 86-0, and the game ends while Bradford has possession there after that 86-0 lead. So Central Clarion, absolutely fantastic game tonight on their end. Painful one for the Owls, and I'm sure that they'll have a quiet ride home and a lot to talk about in practice this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I may, I have a quick rundown of stats.
Yes.
Offensively for the Owls, Talon Reese finished 17 of 27 for 153 yards. Matthew Perry, 6 catches, 76 yards. And Adam Ward also come up with 6 catches for 52 yards. Defensively for the Owls, Ward had 6 tackles and a pass deflection. Gleason finished with 5 tackles, and Matthew Perry chipped in with a couple of tackles and a pass deflection.
So nice job from both Perry and Ward contributing on both sides of the ball. It's always good to see a couple of the young guys that don't get a ton of shine week in, week out. We talk about these guys, but we talk more about Gleason and Franz and Reese.
Sure.
And on defense with Whitmore and guys like that. So Ward, Perry, role players, and got a little bit extra shine tonight. Gotta love that. A couple of other things we gotta do. The Collision of the Game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. That is going to go to Lucas Miller. Lucas Miller, we had just called.
Colton Miller.
I apologize. Had my Millers mixed up. Colton Miller. You're right. Colton Miller, we had just mentioned that we were looking for a collision. We hadn't seen many. We saw, I guess we could have talked ourselves into Jordy Thompson, took a hit, and ended up being the one that stayed on his feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could talk yourself into that pretty easily, I think, especially with Jordy, because you know we've seen him lay some truck sticks. But shortly after we mentioned that, Colton Miller went ahead and put a nice tackle on the sideline here to save what probably would have been a touchdown on an end-around. And then that came back. Mm-hmm. That came back on a penalty.
Correct.
There was one play in between there. And then immediately, almost the same play.
Yeah, he did the same thing.
Same exact thing. Wrapped him up, brought him down. Strong tackle, good tackle. Not exactly the prototypical collision, but a strong, wrapped up, driven to the ground.
Yeah, drove him into the ground. It was just a perfect form tackle on his behalf. So
exactly.
Again, you see those wrestlers. They're really well with their balance and they understand their strengths and how to manipulate their body to get the most force mm-hmm. as possible. And Colton, a big wrestler up in Bradford there.
So Colton Miller is going to get our love collision of the game. And I thought I knew where this MVP was going, but when you went over the stats there, Adam Ward won me over.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only did he have a good game on offense, he also chipped in very well on defense. He was all over the place tonight on the field, finishing 6 catches, 52 yards, but he also came up with a big-time pass deflection early in the game and then led the team with 6 tackles tonight.
Tip of the cap to Matthew Perry, 76 yards receiving tonight. Little bit of a coming-out half for him.
Sure.
Quiet in the second half. Obviously, we saw a lot of the second team. But Matthew Perry, I think this can maybe get something going for him. I think we can look to him a little bit more in the second half of the season. And Adam Ward as well had the same amount of catches, just a little bit lesser in yards, but really leading the team in tackles and coming away with that pass deflection does it for me.
Yeah. So congratulations out there to Adam. Job well done for you tonight. I know it was a tough game, but let's put this one behind us along with the rest of the Bradford Owls and look forward to the game we got coming up against Montauk homecoming next Friday night at Parkway Field. It'll be good to stay home.
Yes, absolutely it will. That's Adam Ward, the Model T MVP of the game, sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Yeah, home. Home after road trips to Dubois and Clarion. We get to stay back to Parkway Field, where we'll be hosting in week 6 against Montauk. Homecoming night for the Owls. 2-3 on the season. That still has a nice little ring to it after the last couple of seasons.
It does. They fall under 500 for the first time since week 1.
That's right. 2-3 on the season. Going into homecoming game against Montauk. You can join us for a 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff wherever you're listening from right now. Either B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, or the streaming services of 100.1 The Hero. That's WBRRFM.com or the 100.1 The Hero app. Next week, Friday night, 6:45. For my color commentator and statistician, Mark Irvin, and for our sound engineer, Quincy Scott, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.